Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this Monday edition, November 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And all across the country and all across the world, free humanity is taking action in the face of tyranny. And yesterday, some wonderful things happened here in Austin. We got directly in the stealth candidate for 2020, Hillary's face. But inside, even more amazing things happened that you'll see for the first time when we come back. Gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this Monday, November 4th, 2019 transmission. And there's even more than that that hasn't been seen yet. The confrontations inside.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Monday, November 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, Lord willing. We have former U.S. Ambassador under the previous administration, Alan Keyes, joining us, former host of Crossfire. In the third hour, Gavin McInnes will be joining us for part of the second hour. We have a listener driving in from outside Austin who was at the Hillary event last night in Northwest Austin, who was in the front row, was able to confront her for 4 minutes on her crimes and Bill Clinton's crimes. And her incredible hypocrisy. He will be with us at the start of the next hour. He's driving in right now. The video of that and so much more, and it's powerful, is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Hillary confronted face-to-face in Austin, stealth 2020 candidate gives deer in the headlights look when asked about Paula Jones during female hardship speech with her and Webster Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Hubble Clinton. So wait till you see this. The guy was literally maybe 12 feet from him. And they did not know what to do. And if this turns into a chain reaction, it's going to devastate her plans to remove Trump by the end of the year is the Hillary deep state plan. She's the chief general of the deep state. Literally. And then she'll run for president, she believes, pretty much unopposed by whoever the Republicans have. You say, oh, they'll still have Mike Pence in there. No, they've already got it lined up to remove Mike Pence. We told you that 2 years ago. The exact plan, now it's all public, CNN, MSNBC. It is everywhere. And there's the DrudgeReport.com headline right now, Fox News poll, Hillary beats Trump. And, of course, that's a fake poll out of Fox. They put one out a few weeks ago showing that Biden would beat Trump. And then the folks that put out the scientific poll said that they read the poll wrong, that Fox News put out this info. But it doesn't matter. You know how rigged these polls are. But the deep state believes to remove him by hook or by crook. And so it's good to know that Trump is in trouble so that we fight back and he doesn't lose. If we are happy and dumb and satisfied, they're going to take this from us. They were fat, dumb, and satisfied. And that's why they lost 3 years ago. We are now 1 month and 3 days out from this incredibly animating contest. And that animating contest of liberty is happening now. You can feel the energy. You can see it. Democratic Party openly aligned with the Chi-Coms and the globalists, openly against America, openly against free market and prosperity and Christianity, openly teaching a venomous, anti-white, race-based system that is meant to turn everyone in the nation against each other and then make it impossible to oppose the globalists bringing in giant, weaponized, politicized, third world hordes who are taught as their operating system to hate white people and are totally entitled to hate America and say America sucks while battling to get into the nation. In evidence of that, here's the latest. Ilhan Omar, Bernie Sanders, a president who will fight against Western imperialism. The West is evil. Christianity is evil. White people are evil. She said all that. But she battles to get in here with all the fake husbands she married to bring in and all the anchor babies and all the welfare and never working a day in her life, just living off America's big, fat, juicy tatas. While bitching about the milk, she gorges herself with her blood snout on. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City police investigate it's okay to be white flyers as potential hate crime. Yes, white people are bad. And if you don't agree, it's hate. How dare you say white people are okay? Meanwhile, German city of Dresden declares Nazi emergency. Goes on to say that right-wing nationalists are spreading and that that should be illegal. Meanwhile, experts, Swedish bombings, not matched by any industrialized country carried out by the Islamists. Meanwhile, missing New Hampshire couple found buried on Texas beach on the Mexico border. Sheriff's office says all the local news tells you that it's part of an epidemic of cartels killing people, predominantly white. It's racially motivated because the media has said whites are evil. It's open season on them. Killing them, burying them, and then driving their truck and RV across the Mexico side. Where it was found, but CNN and the New York Times will not tell you that they were even murdered. They say there's an investigation into how they died. They may have buried themselves. I'm not kidding. They may have shot themselves in the head and then, you know, tied themselves, their hands behind their back, gotten in a shallow grave, and then shot themselves in the back of the head. They followed the last GPS location of where their phone had been, but the entire corporate media will not tell you that the vehicles were taken across into Mexico. And that it's super dangerous in Padre Island. The local news will tell you that. We're going to be getting into that as well today. Also, we're going to look at Democrat crap hole cities with total gun control, highest crime rate in the world of any cities. And now California, since 1976 or so, has a wilding project they signed on to, a UN treaty. It's not part of the U.S. law, but they did it. And cities, counties, states are signing on to not remove anything from the forest and have it untouched by human hands. And so when you don't clear out the underbrush and you don't clear out the dead trees, it creates decades of what they call tinder. And so when all that kindling gets struck by lightning, you get raging infernos. Trump calls it raking out the forest. That's actually the technical term in Europe. In German, it translates out of that. But now they don't rake the forest. And so they have thousands of fires a day and the power is off to much of the state. And their answer is have the state basically nationalize its own kleptocracy, have California be its own state, take it over. Can you imagine once, like Venezuela, the state of California runs the power company? It'll be even more disastrous. Trump says, get your act together. Trump threatens to pull federal support as California fires rage. That's coming up. The leftist Hollywood's lecturing everyone that living a good life's causing it has nothing to do with it. As they fly around on record jet sales and record jet purchases, as they lecture everyone as well. That's all coming up today. And also, Apple has come out with its new system. It's not a bank, but it's a credit card, and it tracks everything you do. And if you're not a good little globalist, it will, of course, turn your ability to buy and sell off. They call that curating. They say that their political views, just like in China, they help China oppress their people, will be directed at you and your family. Cashless made effortless. Oh, what a wonderful system where it tracks you. And by the way, I'm driving down the road and my car goes bing, the sensor, you need gas. You're at less than a quarter tank. And then my iPhone, my little surveillance devil made by slaves in China. Oh, I mean, I'm a hypocrite. I'm just pointing out how evil it is. Can somebody come out with a smartphone that isn't spying on you and isn't corrupt and isn't evil? And the iPhone, without me signing on for it, without me agreeing to it, told me, oh, you're out of gas? Here's some places. Then, of course, it recommends to you, like Google does, who pays to be recommended. See, for a long time, Google and Apple would tell you where good restaurants were and things. Now they don't. They tell you the veterinarian that pays them. They tell you the restaurant that pays them. And they're admitting, like in China, if you're not a good globalist, they won't recommend your restaurant, period. It will be invisible. So the tentacles of the AI takeover are happening everywhere. And now the phones aren't asking, just like smart meters aren't asking. They're interfacing with all the devices in your home and tracking everything you're doing. And so I spent 30 minutes this morning going in and turning it off. I never activated Apple Play. Oh, but it turns out part of your Spotify agreement now with Apple controls that, and so it opts you in. You have to actively resist the criminal AI takeover. And even when you do, it's still turned on.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
Infowars.com/show.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead.
I don't want to get into the technocracy takeover and just mention it as a footnote. But we have stepped into the Twilight Zone. We are now in the technocracy. We are now in the AI takeover. In fact, we're not in the beginning stages of it. We are in the middle stages. And the longest segment of the hour, 11 minutes long roughly, is the last segment, the fifth segment. So I'm going to cover it then and just give you some real world examples of how all of this works and how they've already gotten you in agreements you clicked on with droids and iPhones, other smart devices years ago, that they can now interface with all these other devices around you. And it's being designed to take full control of the human species. That's in the segment that's coming up in about 30 minutes. Right now, let me just tell you some of what's coming up. I've always done this, but I really want to just break down the different strategies of the globalists, what their end-game goal is, who they really are, and then how these different systems overlay to destabilize the human community and make us very easy to control and manipulate. What the globalists are doing can easily be defeated if we're aware of it and conscious of it and do something about it. I was flying around this weekend with a friend who is a helicopter pilot, and I was also talking to some military pilots, and they were joking around going, yeah, look, Alex, it's funny how that condensation trail is only at about 3,000 feet. We're in a helicopter. I actually have video, but I haven't gotten around to releasing the conversation. And it just starts and stops right there. And then you see it turn right back on at another point. That's not classical ice crystals. And they go, obviously, you know that. And I went, yes. In 1992, a group of scientists won the Nobel Prize for Science for creating a plan to add barium salts, aluminum dioxides, and also radioactive isotopes like strontium to jet fuel, kerosene, that is then aerosolized by the jet engines to create nuclei. So it is ice crystal formations, but it's much thicker and at altitudes much lower. And then by the time it becomes standard, no longer a beta test, they had the former head of the CIA come out 2 years ago on C-SPAN at the Council on Foreign Relations and say, we've been doing giant secret geoengineering tests to save the Earth from global warming and solar radiation. And we've had problems with global treaties and things, but now we're creating an international framework to control the Earth's atmosphere officially. And then they laid out the report, that you read the report, it's how they added to the jet fuel. It's done at the industrial level precisely as I told you 20 years ago it was being done, because we had the patents, we had the science prize, we knew about the program. But here's the rest of the problem. It's not being done to protect the atmosphere. The scientists that have looked at it point out it's destroying the atmosphere, and it's poisoning the ground topsoil that on average is only about 2 inches thick with the aluminum dioxide, the barium salts, and the other radioactive isotopes. And it's causing collapses in insect populations. And it's causing major buildup of aluminum in the brain, way higher than what you get from drinking out of aluminum cans. So we're being killed. And then you add the fluoride, which they admit's doing it. And then you add all the vaccines with the added pathogens and taint and chemicals and metals. And then you read the science books written by John P. Holdren, Obama's science czar, the year I was born, 45 years ago, in 1974, Ecoscience, and they admit the plan. And Bertrand Russell admits the plan. Diet, injections, and injunctions, the law, the police, the injections we give you, diet, injections, and injunctions. The police, what we feed you, and what we inject into you will make the practice of the proletariat, that's the general public, from a communist lexicon, it'll make the public's rebellion against the scientific dictatorship, that's what Huxley was calling it in the 20s, in the plan, Huxley, Dalton, Wedgwood, Bertrand Russell, rebellion against the scientific dictatorship, the technocracy, their words, not mine, will be as impossible as the practice of sheep rebelling against the practice of eating mutton. And they called it mutton because they knew that the general public wouldn't even put sheep and mutton together. Mutton is sheep. Do sheep rebel against being eaten? No. They're sheep. Rebelling. A rebellion by the proletariat against the scientific dictatorship, the technocracy, will be as impossible as a rebellion of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. You know, I don't think that's very funny or cool. And I don't like what you're doing to my children. And I don't like what you're doing to the earth. And I don't like how you set up a plan and a whole bunch of states adopted in the 70s as well to not cut any of the deadwood out, have giant fires everywhere. And I don't think it's cool how you put fluoride in the water. I don't think it's cool how you set up television to shorten attention spans and make people very, very distractible. You guys are really evil because you want full control with whatever it is your final plan is. You do this to us and then say, oh, look how dumb the public is. They deserve for this to happen to them when you got us to trust you at the end of World War II, think you're the good guys, and then we toddle up like children and you slowly dumb us down, poison us, break up our families, and turn us into this. Then I look at the royal families and the elites and the Rothschilds and all the inbreeding and their mental illness and how sick they are, both physically and spiritually, and then you get it. They hate themselves, and they're fallen even lower than us, and they want us to fall down to their level. They're dragging us down to their level. They cannot, these globalists, even stand the fact that we even exist, and they can't hide their satanic rage and satanic narcissism, and they're coming for you. And it's their ruling class pleasure to hit you and hit your family. Well, you know what? There is a God in this universe, and for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And InfoWars is that human resistance to tyranny. We want a pro-human future, and we want justice, and we are awakening, and humanity is rising. When I come back, I'm going to show you the key to victory.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarsstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the Infowar. A total 360 win. Infowarsstore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, "Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine?" Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types, because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There have been big new developments in the ongoing impeachment of President Trump that's now live. As of last Thursday night in the House of Representatives, it's been captured by the America-hating Democrats. And we'll get to that some in the next hour. An appeals court has ruled that Trump must hand over his tax returns. They're calling that a defeat. The Supreme Court has overridden every single appeals court ruling against Trump. The Democrats are doing things that are completely and totally lawless. That's why in my cases, you see them going up through the appeals process even before we go to trial with all these Hillary-funded lawsuits, because what these courts are doing is so illegal, we're able to go through the court processes before hearings even start, before these lawsuits ever even get to court, because the things the Democrats are doing are unheard of. The appeals courts have been taking them up. The Democrats shoot them down. Then it goes up to higher courts, control the Republicans. and our appeals are won. So we're going to be getting to that coming up later in the next hour. Now, I want to get into some solutions here that if people carry these out, it'll be over for the establishment. There's no way they can defeat this action if people simply do it. And I'll talk about it here in just a moment. First off, a couple things. As everyone knows, it is not a gimmick that I tend to have big sales. And then for a couple days after the sale is supposed to end, I don't get the new sales up. And a lot of that's because I'm working really 7 days a week in the fight against the globalists and loving every minute of it. We went out and bullhorned myself, Hillary, for 3 hours yesterday, the crew for 6 hours. And it was very, very successful. We'll get to that in a moment. That's part of the solution. But we've been planning to move our high-tech, very nice, fancy, secure shopping cart system to a new update for about a year. We've been so busy we haven't done it. So we decided to do it today so we can have the full IT crew and others over there to get it done as quickly as possible. So our main shopping cart is down right now. It should be up very soon. But we have our old backup that integrates with the old one, so it's the same system. And a lot of folks are visiting that right now. It just doesn't have all of the features that the newer system has. But that's how we fund our operations. So if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, it just takes you to the backup shopping cart, and all the big sales that I said would have to end by today are there. And now I've just been so busy, I haven't come up with new specials. A lot of the products have sold out. A lot are about to sell out. And so I would say that we're going to try to have the new sale by Thursday, but we'll probably run this sale through Wednesday if they're able to get the migration over today. And set up, then it might be tomorrow. But if you want to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off on all the products and all the items, it's all there on a great top-rate shopping cart. It's just our mirror backup that's always waiting in the background. So, again, the Everything Must Go super sale extended for a few days just because we've all been fighting so hard. I haven't had time to come up with some new specials and get those lined up. We're selling out of the Ultra 12, the high-quality vitamin B12. We're selling out of a lot of our best-selling products, a lot of products that had been sold out for months. Those are now back in stock. DNA Force Plus has the PQQ, the CoQ10, and a bunch of other naturally occurring high-quality organic ingredients that are documented to turbocharge and boost what this is able to do. So DNA Force Plus is there. It's one of our more expensive products because it costs us a lot to produce it. You'll see little bitty bottles of PQQ or CoQ10 for $40-$50 that aren't anywhere near the strength or quality of ours. Well, ours has large dosages of PQQ, CoQ10, and a whole bunch of other high-quality, again, ingredients that supercharge it. And it doesn't make your telomeres grow. Your telomeres run out, you die. That's what happens in the cells. It just makes them shrink slower. So half full, half empty, it's really the same thing as making them grow because they last longer, but it's not technically the same thing. Look into PQQ, look into CoQ10, and then look at our great formula and decide to get it for yourself and your family. Anybody over 40 should be on this, but anybody can take DNA Force Plus. And a lot of people noticed that I've lost a lot of weight. I've been more focused. I've been more on target, and that's because I have been religiously taking our flagship supplements, the DNA Force Plus, the X2 and 3. I alternate the BioTru Selenium, the fish oil, the krill oil, the Brain Force Plus when I need to go 20 hours, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. And I've been taking the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And I don't take all these every day. We got a lot of great products where a lot of us are deficient in this or that. We don't need it every day. I just alternate throughout the week with about 20 of the supplements, and I take the fish oil before I go to bed, much better dreams. I take it in the morning. I'm just addicted to it, quite frankly. But it's all amazing, and it funds our operations. So it's a true win-win, and those sales are still going at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion cluster filter. Leading competitors that have the same system are $400, $500, $600. These are normally $300. They discount them at $250. Some sales at $200. Well, they're at cost right now at $147 with free shipping. So that's unprecedented. We have a special deal with the great folks that bring you the Alexa Pure Water Filtration and Air Filtration that are both excellent. You cannot beat this deal. They will be gone here very, very soon at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You probably notice on this older shopping cart, our backup, there are less reviews because that's a separate review system from Power Reviews back from a few years ago, but still all those five-star reviews. There's 5, 10, 15 times the reviews depending on the product at our main system, but it's still InfoWarsStore.com. It's just the main store is down right now because it's being updated, and that is a big process. Should be done, they say, by 1 p.m. Central Standard Time today. Okay. I said I was going to get into the technocracy. It's here. And I'll do that next segment. I kind of ran out of time plugging and telling you what was coming up in this segment. We have this gentleman joining us next hour. While I was outside with our rented armored vehicle from Dallas. Well, I sure like that thing. People love it. So I can be up above the hateful leftist crowds and bullhorn them. They can't stand it. It's very triggering for them. Inside, I'm told that 9 different people began shouting at Hillary and bringing up her crimes to her face. But it was a big auditorium holding thousands, and it was an overflow crowd for Hillary. The event started about an hour and a half late. But this particular gentleman that joins us in studio next hour, ahead of Gavin McGinnis and former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Alan Keyes. This gentleman is going to be joining us in studio. And so I want to go out to break with just a little bit of his confrontation with Hillary to her face, Brandon Gray, veteran, a father who's just had to take action. And then we'll come back and play more of this, then get into the technocracy straight ahead. But you should share this video. We have our own servers, our own platforms, so that they can't censor us as easily. Hillary confronted face-to-face in Austin. See all of these amazing videos, us outside, the video inside at InfoWars.com and Band.video. And please get this article out. We're going to go to break and just come back with the whole 4-minute video. Then I'll get into the technocracy for the rest of that segment, the first 5-minute segment. And then he's driving in from outside Austin. He should be here by then. We'll get Brandon Gray in here because I really want to celebrate folks that are taking action. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Hillary Clinton wins in a Fox News poll against Trump. Yeah, she won in all the other polls in 2016, but they were fraudulent polls. But regardless, she's campaigning every day, everywhere. She's on TV more than all the other candidates combined. She's running. She's running. Hillary beats him in Fox poll. Divided states of 2020. Trump strong in battlegrounds. It's on like Donkey Kong. By the way, I agree with Drudge showing what the polls they're putting out so people know they're going for the president. We need to be awakened and know how serious it is. A lot of folks thought they'll never initiate official impeachment. I told you they would. They did. They're going for his juggler. They're going for ours. And only admitting that this thing isn't going to be given to us, we'll make sure we secure victory. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
All right. What I'm going to do right now is get into solutions battling the globalists. Then later I'm going to get to the big breakdown on the technocracy and how it's now accelerating its tentacle takeover, because I need to hit this now. So I'm going to do that. I have a lot of folks in the halls coming up to me, some of the writers in Krugel, and it's incredible. The end of due process, Schiff, who's been caught reading fake transcripts from the Intelligence Committee dais as the chairman, now has been caught doing this over and over again, and they're saying the whistleblower won't reveal their identity, even though there's all these other, quote, whistleblowers who this individual gave the cover to, won't testify in public or in front of Republicans. They'll just write letters from their questions to them, but the Democrats get to meet with them in secret in the Capitol. That's beyond a kangaroo court. That's beyond a star chamber. That's beyond the court hearing in the movie Idiocracy. But they're training you to accept it. Just like Hillary said 3 years ago, I'm going to run for president again. People said, we're sick of you, don't do it. She said, okay, I promise I won't. Then she kept running the DNC, kept collecting the money, threatening everybody not to be strong and run. They're all just placeholders, getting themselves political coverage for later. They're told, you're going to get to run later. It's still going to be Hillary Clinton. And I've told you about the people that protect her have told me that. They years ago. They sit around while she's on the phone giving orders to the DNC conference calls. And now those conference calls have been released where she's running. And her husband said last week, yeah, she's running. Yeah, she's running for something I'm not allowed to say quite yet. She just covers up all my rapes. Everybody's freaking out right now. But that's how you run without any criticism. She gives speeches 7 days a week. Gave one here in Austin to a convention of crazy cat ladies who literally believe there's Nazis under every table, but Soros is Hillary's main benefactor, a real Nazi. This is Twilight Zone. And so Schiff, the guy that gives fake speeches with fake transcripts as fake evidence, now is going to release, just started releasing minutes ago. They talked about next week, just a few days ago, but we're next week. And it's edited transcripts they've put up of the supposed whistleblowers who admit they never saw or heard any of the things that the whistleblower heard, but this magic whistleblower, we can't ever hear from them, but they admitted months ago they heard it all third party. It's all made up, but it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And Schiff calls people demanding due process delay. I'm in these court hearings where Democrat hanging judges tell me in Texas and Connecticut, give me the documents where you made your fortune off Sandy Hook. And I go, there are no documents. I hardly ever talked about Sandy Hook. It's my right to doubt it if I want. A lot of stuff staged. It doesn't exist. The judge goes, you are sanctioned. I know you've got the documents. That's why the Supreme Court of the state had to take it up. Because this is next level, folks. It's like federal courts tell Trump, you can't control any borders. Supreme Court says, yes, it's under the Constitution of the president. Exact purview is that. But all the other courts disagree. Imagine if they had the Supreme Court and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on death's doorstep. So they're scared of action. I'm not going to play the whole video. It's on InfoWars.com. It's some of the best work we've ever done. Confronting Hillary, confronting her minions at point-blank range, riding up in a huge armored vehicle with hundreds of other people right to the front, bullhorning her, taking over the whole event, people confronting her inside. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. Now, we're going to get to this, and then we're going to get to the man who confronted Hillary at point-blank range, front row. She was a deer in the headlights. It went on for 4 minutes. Feels like 100 years for her. It's beautiful. It's on InfoWars.com. Hillary confronted face-to-face in Austin, Texas. And remember, this isn't supposed to happen again in 2020. We're supposed to be gone. We're supposed to be off the air. We're supposed to be in jail. Roger's trial starts today. They're trying to put him in prison. But only because of your prayers and your support, we're still here in defiance of this. And there's the Penny Decker Bridge across the Colorado River. Beautiful expansion bridge. We roll in, got the drone, roll in with the American flags waving. You got to see the video. It's up on InfoWars.com. Here's the intro to it. The men. They do not want us doing this. There's enough men left. listeners, we pulled right up in front of the thousands that were lined up.
Hillary Clinton.
And bullhorned them for 6 hours at point blank range.
America is awake. America knows.
People ask how I got this voice. This is it.
InfoWars.com is exposing it. America is back. 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 America is back.
And they boo, America is back. I say save the children that Hillary's had kidnapped. They boo that. All these people think being pseudo-intellectuals and having limp wrist is powerful. America's back.
Hillary Clinton is a war criminal and is involved in child sex trafficking out of Haiti. Hillary Clinton is involved...
All right, folks, believe me, you want to get that video out. Alex Jones invades Hillary Clinton rally in armored vehicle. It's also on Paul Watson's site, summit.news. That's a good place to share it from. Democrats were asked who they would vote for if Hillary Clinton entered the race. They said Hillary Clinton. There's a big national poll out, Fox News poll. We'll cover that when we come back next hour. Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, wins. We have a guest joining us who, again, went in and confronted them to their face. And you asked what the solution is. You said, Alex, solutions this segment. If we the people go out to every Democrat event or speech, you live in every town, whether it's Kamala Harris or whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it is Joe Biden, who got caught groping more kids on video, grabbing them and smelling their hair, just a total creep, totally out of his mind, gaff machine. If he just was on a boat, sharks would float up dead because he's such a gaff. That's a pun, folks. It is unbelievable. If everybody just goes to all their events and is willing to stand up in the front row and expose what criminals they are, they will fold. And if you do it to local news and just get aggressive, get in the streets, but don't sit there like leftists do and just protest in front of some monument and then the mainstream media covers that. No, we go take over their events. We go to Congress. We run for office. We pray. We support media outlets that tell the truth. We spread their articles, their videos. And you're doing it. And we're here in defiance of them. I'm going to go over the poll when we come back. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's also on NewsWars.com. Hillary beats Trump in new poll. And again, we have the man that confronted Hillary so well, out of many, but he sent us the video to action@InfoWars.com. So we can now show it to you when he joins us in studio coming up. All right, so much in hour 2, 3, and 4. I'm hosting 4 as well today. A lot of big surprises in 4. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We weren't supposed to be on the air as a rallying point to stand up against the globalists and their operatives trying to take the country down. But we are. We told you just as sure as the sun came up that Hillary is planning to run for president 2020, but she's going to wait till the field's exhausted and Trump is removed from office or badly damaged, she believes. She's delusional, but I'll give it to her with her new money laundering operation. That's why she has all these books published constantly. That's how she gets paid off. I'll give it to her and Webster Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Hubble Clinton, when they say that they're gutsy women. Yeah, you got a lot of guts, like a bank robber or child molester's got. I mean, you've done a lot. And, you know, you think everybody's scared of you. I've had a lot of threats over the years. You know, Hillary works for people that kill folks. And, you know, Hillary can come after you. Yeah, I already know that. That's why I'm in her face. I'm not going to lay down and live in fear of that piece of garbage. And now everything's out in the open. So I don't want to be struck down. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But I love life so much and freedom so much and other people's lives so much that I will not live on my knees. That's why America's been so special, is we had people that would stand up and fight for human rights. England and then the United States ended slavery worldwide. That's why we're taught by Ilhan Omar, whose country, Somalia's main industry is piracy and sex slavery, that we're bad. No, you're bad. If you want to judge a country according to its background and stuff, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, you evil monster. You literally don't know how to wipe your ass if you didn't live in America. And we're sick of you running it down and telling us how much we suck all day. If you don't like it, get the hell out, you little criminal. I love all these other, you know, jihadi people saying, oh, Somalia's great. And they liberals go over there to show how great it is. They get killed within 24 hours of being there. Leftist travel advisories tell young leftist women, oh, go to Somalia. You end up in a sex dungeon within 25 minutes. If your family doesn't pay up after they sell you into sex slavery, your ass dead after they use you up. But it's okay because it's Africa. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Hillary and Obama's theme song.
Good evening, everybody.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Folks, they say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars. Oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
What difference at this point does it make?
Ooh, that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
But you're drunk.
Ooh, that smell. The smell gets around you.
A guy on the radio, he said he and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I'm not just being tacky. I'm calling Margaret Mead Samoa. I had never seen or smelled any woman like that.
I'm going to sleep there.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
There it is.
It's okay. There's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot Points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation, so please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3, InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Brandon Gray has really taken action. JustAnotherChannel.com is his website. Brandon's a veteran, father, and patriot who got so fed up with what he was seeing being doled out by the New World Order, he had no choice but to take action. Banned from Twitter and two strikes on Facebook. The threat to our First Amendment is real, which only means we can't cower to these globalists or else we will lose it all. That's right. Once the technocracy is fully in place and it's almost there, the Google cashless society, the Apple faceless cashless society, once all of this is in place in just a few years, they're going to bring in the communist Chinese social score, which they now admit. So third dimensional action, confronting Hillary, confronting globalists, confronting these tech heads. They want to intimidate and bully us. We don't intimidate and bully them. We simply get in their face with the history and the actions that they've really been engaged in, and they melt. But I got to tell you, we were outside. A lot of folks showed up. I'd say about 100 over the day. We bullhorned her off and on for almost 6 hours. I was there 3. But you were inside, right in the front row, and the mainstream corporate media had good discipline. They didn't show it. They just mentioned it on a few channels, even though it was very dynamic, to have her being confronted with questions that the press, that's her lapdog, should be confronting her. She's the top general of the deep state because she's been around so long and worked for the big foundations. So, Brandon Gray, we salute you, brother.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Tell us about yourself, why you decided to do this, and then we'll get to the video.
Well, I feel like I'm in a soldier in God's army, you know. My DNA resonates with the children that we've lost in this battle. And they called upon me to confront this woman in real time.
You can feel it, can't you?
Absolutely. It's unreal. I asked God a long time ago to come into me and let me see through his eyes, and this is what he's showing me.
Talk about that, because, it's no joke, is it?
It's no joke. The clarity. Combine that with the iodine and going fluoride free, and your vision is just, wow, this is just, it's all real.
Everything's brighter. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
If these evil people had any idea what it's like trying to be good and just barely even being able to tune into God, they would never join evil.
That's right.
What was it like? I mean, there was a long line. It must have taken 3 hours to get in because they kept waiting while more people arrived. People were arriving after it was already supposedly going to start.
That's right. I had my ticket. I showed up early. You know, I was guided. It didn't even feel like I was the one there. I waited in line. I was like the 10th person in the line. And by the way, these people, you know, when we hear about well, we don't want to, you know, capture the criminals and bring people to justice because it might freak out Americans, right? The people who are left in this leftist movement, they can be freaked out for a little while. You know what I mean?
They need to be.
Yeah, they need to be. We need to see justice. And that's why there's so much mass hysteria going on right now, is because nobody is being brought to justice.
What was it like when you saw her and Webster Hubbell's daughter toddle out on the stage?
You know, I got to be honest, and I wish I would have maybe gathered somehow some footage of this, but there was this black spot in the back of Hillary's head. It could have been a bad part in her hair, but it looked like a hole. And I was 10 feet from her.
Well, people talk about how there's like a mount on her back, and people see stuff under her clothes like she's a robot or something.
I looked for her little frame, metal frame that you can usually see under her clothes, but I...
Yeah, yeah.
But the back, that wasn't there, but the back of her head, it was interesting. It looked like a, like I said, it was dark, and it looked like a hole in the back of her head.
I'm not doubting you. People that talk about her say that she's the most demonic creature. The military guys I was with, you know, all guarded her previously, and they just say she's pure evil. They won't get into the, you know, the specifics. I mean, when we talk about her stinking, that's a real thing too.
Yeah, I didn't get that close.
Well, I want to roll some of this footage. It was a 4-minute confrontation, and then after we play it, what were the different minions there? Because I know when you were talking, I've seen some of the other videos from other angles. They were like praying and like shaking. And then when you finally got taken out, they were just, oh, worshiping Hillary. I want to see what it was like up close. But let's go ahead and roll some of this video from Austin yesterday as the official Democrat candidate, Hillary, she is official. They just insult us by not admitting it, was confronted.
That there are no perfect human beings. And each of these women had to overcome their own fears or insecurities or what had happened to them in life, because so many of them faced unimaginable hardships, or terrible abuse.
Like Juanita Broderick? Did you include Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones?
And I think that
the children you smuggled from Haiti will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. What about Juanita Broderick? What about Juanita Broderick? Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
You're out of here.
What about Juanita Broderick? Did you write about her in your book?
You've said your piece.
Did you write about Paula Jones in your book?
You said your piece.
Alex Jones has read about this woman. Juanita Broderick. Is she in the book? Is Juanita Broderick in her book? Is Paula Jones in her book? Paula Jones, look her up. Is Paula Jones in her book? Is Juanita Broderick in her book? Do you know who Juanita Broderick is?
These women's lives is how they
Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
For example, Margaret Chase Smith.
And they go here thinking they're getting empowered.
Patient children.
Oh, the Hensburg Foundation smuggling kids out, caught doing it.
No. Is this an exit? Right about the front.
Well, yes. The full video is up on Infowars.com. We're going to get to more of it when we come back as more happens. But what's important to understand here is this type of action will change the world. Hundreds and hundreds of people did this with Bill Clinton's a rapist to his face. That totally derailed them when they tried to project that lie onto Trump. The same Kavanaugh stuff's coming up again. Watch in the middle of the impeachment. They're going to pull more of that, and there won't be any proof. It'll all be more of the same total fraud. At a gut level, what do you expect's about to happen, Mr. Gray?
Well, what I hope happens is we start to see some heads roll politically. We need to see some indictments and some arrests. Arthur Miller told us about this, right? there's only one way to end mass hysteria, and that's public accountability for those who are guilty. We have the left, we have the right, and they're fighting each other. Why? Because there's been no justice brought to either side. I'm not saying the right's perfect. I'm not saying, well, the left we know about. But I'm saying...
No, you're right. They've gotten away with so much, they're just mad dog crazy. And now they're like, we're going to have sex with your kids. You know, we're going to have a post-human world. They're really gravitating wherever the worst thing is, just to rebel against God.
That's right. And it's all public.
Well, Hillary Clinton cannot stand that. And for people that are listening on the radio, when you say Infowars.com the first time, her eyes close, and then she just locks up and starts going like this. I mean, she cannot. And again, Infowars is bigger than me or any of us. It's all of us. It's that idea of us standing up and saying no to them. My friend, I want to give you, and I know you do this for money, and I don't have enough to do it for everybody that goes out and does it like I did 3 years ago, where we spent almost $400,000 in $1,000 and $5,000 and $2,000 prizes. But I'm going to start from time to time giving out an award, as long as we can stay on air. The Paul Revere American in Peaceful Action Award to Brandon Gray, presented by Alex Jones, for confronting Hillary Clinton face-to-face in Austin, Texas, and getting it out to millions. God bless you, my friend. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Because we need to honor this type of action. He didn't do it to get $2,500. He didn't do it to come on the show. He did it because he can't sit there as a family man and watch these evil monsters parade around how they care about women, how they care about you, how they're the moral authority. When this woman sold our country out and has been involved in so many crimes, Benghazi, the secret servers, laughing about representing known pedophiles that rape little girls and saying it's fun, she's a witch.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Ban.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I obsess over how Brian Stelter looks and how Hillary Clinton looks, because if I was a Hollywood producer and I was going to pick somebody to be a child molester or a master criminal or a really bad psychotic demon, I would pick Brian Stelter or Hillary Clinton. I mean, when you watch the facial mannerisms and how they act and behave, I've only seen that with truly psychotic people I've been around. And unfortunately, I did run into some real devil worshipers when I was younger. I mean, rich, powerful people, really obsessed with power and love of themselves. Satanic narcissism is what I'd call it. And only Hillary and only people like Brian Stelter exhibit it. When I went to Bohemian Grove and snuck in, about half the participants were acting crazed and looking the same. To somebody that isn't into this, they look like a joke. They look like a, you know, guy that is, you know, you want to hide your dog from. But these people mean business and they want power, so they seek power. That's why they've got power. Brandon Gray, the full video is up on InfoWars.com and at your site, JustAnotherChannel.com. And you're a patriot. You are a father. And you're somebody that, you know, is putting yourself out there in the public challenging this. But just as you said, as a veteran, this is the real fight down here for America.
Yeah, that's right. There's no guns or bombs in this civil war, at least not yet. And so the real soldiers are out there confronting these demons. You know?
My issue is we have to fight the information war or they're going to push it to a physical war. They're not going to stop. We have to decisively beat them now with the truth instead of it going to a physical war, which we'll win as well. But these people are such scum. I don't have any desire to wipe them out.
No, none of us have a desire to, you know, have gunpowder set off in our country here on our, you know, there hasn't been a war here in a long time. And I don't think anybody wants to see that.
And our bloodiest wars have been domestic.
Yeah. And this one undoubtedly would be.
You know, like you said, the left is begging for order to be brought in. Psychopaths do that. They get more and more reckless till they get caught, and they're begging for daddy to stand up.
Yeah, and a lot of us turn to Trump. Trump's a great leader, and hopefully we can see justice, but I don't think we should just leave it up to him. I don't think we should be reliant on waiting for Trump to take action.
I think that's why Drudge is making Trump not look like a god, because he's not.
Right.
We need to not count on Trump.
He's done some good things.
We got Trump in.
That's right. I was going to say, the other day you said that you built the runway that launched Trump.
Our audience did.
Yeah. This audience and InfoWars also built the runway to launch American patriots. You know, we're just as important, if not more important, than Donald Trump.
Damn right. And he knows that. That's why they early on tried to isolate the liberty movement from Trump, because it's so inclusive, it's so open. We could care less about what color you are, it's what you stand for.
Oh, and what they did to Ron Paul and that Tea Party movement.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, come on, those were patriots. Those were Americans. It's sad to watch. I love Ron Paul.
Absolutely. It's amazing what they do. Let's. You were saying as you went out, you go out and suddenly you hear Trump 2020, Infowars.com. So just inside and outside, Hillary was under siege. That's where this monster needs to be. Here's some more of the video.
All right. You guys should have seen the looks on some of those people's faces. Those are straight up demons. It's a den, a bevy of straight up demons. I just got escorted off. Yes, sir.
The point is, it's just all over the place. That was my next question. And then you answered it. I mean, I was looking at the people, and they're so soft, and they're so weird, and they make little weird pervert faces and then wiggle their butts at you when they talk to you, and they act like archetypal perverts, pedophiles. I mean, I'm sorry. You go to a leftist event, they just look like the scum of the earth. They're almost all white, too. But they're telling us how white people are bad. I guess these white people are bad.
Well, what's interesting is when I came home from this event, I was able to watch some of Owen's footage. They immediately attack him with, like, sexual... related sexual based insults, you know.
Oh, and I totally forgot. I know Owen's out driving around town with the armored vehicle triggering libtards, but he had such amazing footage of them physically attacking him. Can we find that? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're reminding me of that.
And physical attacks, you're right. But there was a lady flipping him off, telling him this is probably how big your Johnson is. Like, what is where do these people go to see Hillary Clinton? They get confronted politically and they immediately turn it sexual. What is up with that? And these aren't young people.
I mean, I'll say it. I love old women. My mom's great. I've got three daughters. Women are great. But the women that were there for Trump were wonderful, amazing, of her race, color, and creed. But I'm sorry. You go to a leftist event, people need to go see these people. They look and act like mental patients.
Oh, yeah. And I took my daughter to see Trump in Dallas, which you were at as well. I didn't know about that. And the people there were 80,000 plus people. First of all, second of all, they were some of the nicest. They were making us cut in line because I had a little girl with me, and I'd say, no, we're fine right here. No, you're going to the front of the line. And these people were amazing. And there's so much love and so much reality. This is what humanity is like. This is what America is like.
Going to a Trump rally, you see the engine powering America, and you see what the globalists fear. And yes, it's a remnant of people of every race, color, and creed that have God in them, but that light can spread quickly.
That's why I see this Drudge poll. Hillary's beating Trump in a poll. Yeah, right.
Well, remember it's a Fox poll that Drudge is covering. And remember the New York Times had her at 97%, their algorithm.
Unreal. Who buys this stuff?
Well, they need us to believe it. So when they have 20 million people vote the names of dead.
Yeah.
That then we believe he really lost.
Yep.
I mean, he barely won because of election fraud, and he had a landslide last time. This time, they're coming. And I'm telling you, gut level, it's on a razor's edge. And I mean, I just keep saying that. If people are overconfident, but again, we can't count on that. If they take Trump down, folks, we just fight harder.
Well, not to mention, you'll see these things going on like with AISD and all these other initiatives. The story is always amidst backlash. This is happening, or amidst backlash.
They're going to teach 8-year-olds how to have anal sex, and the teachers are going to simulate it with bananas. I mean, if someone walked up to you at the park and did that, they'd get their neck broken, but it's the school doing it.
Amidst backlash. Let's talk about the backlash, right? I mean, my God, this isn't getting voted on.
Well, my daughters used to roll their eyes at me some. So two of them are older now, 11 and 15. They now come to me and just listen to every word. And they go, no, I go to parties and know other people that go to public school. And everyone comes up and says their teachers are teaching them how to have anal sex. And like all these girls at parties are saying, we've all got to be lesbians and we love Hillary. And they're like, Dad, you never even taught us to hate those people. My God, these girls are more aggressive than mean guys. And it's like the left are a bunch of pervert, pushy scum.
And the public is out there showing the curriculum that's being proposed, and they're like, where does it say in the curriculum that they're going to be teaching them how to and it doesn't say that in the official curriculum.
But that's what they do. In Canada, 4-year-olds are being asked their sexual preference in school.
God.
Brother, you got to come on some of the other shows, and we got to see out at the events more and more people go to these Democrat events, whether it's a mayor or whether, who doesn't matter, they should be confronted everywhere. About the fluoride, the water in Austin. American Medical Association says, take it out. They say, screw you. God bless you, brother.
Bless you, Alex.
Mr. Gray, thank you so much. Be sure and check out his website, justanotherchannel.com. Stay with us. Not just another channel.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
America is awake and fighting.
America knows what's happening, and InfoWars.com is exposing it. America is back. 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 Criminals,
ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And joining us is a man that the establishment is extremely afraid of. That's Gavin McInnes, who founded Vice, who launched much of the modern hipster movement 20 years ago, got involved in major books, films, you name it, and silenced and demonized because he's so effective deprogramming the left. I would just call him a populist, a common sense guy. I wouldn't even call him a conservative. I'd call him an American. Well, he founded the Proud Boys just to chauvinistically promote Western culture. They're open to everybody, no matter what color you are or your sexual preference. They got demonized because they would fight back when Antifa attacked them. Antifa, as you know, last year attacked their folks in New York. Some of the Antifa got arrested, but they attacked the other Proud Boys and got their ass kicked. So they've now been sent to prison, except for the Brown Proud Boy. He was kept for another trial because the locals said in New York, the police, the prosecutors said it would confuse the white supremacist narrative, but they're trying to put him in jail. So we'll talk about David Kouriakousi coming up with Gavin McInnes. And then he's also covering in D.C. this week Roger Stone's trial that starts tomorrow for the Russia hoax. He's facing decades in prison with the same hanging judge that put Manafort in jail. So they're trying to put us in prison. First they take your speech, then they lock your ass up. Roger Stone trial likely to be a spectacle. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and who's going to be the chief witness against him? I'll tell you about that at the start of the next segment. But Gavin McInnes, get off my lawn. The great work you're doing over at Free Speech TV. freespeech.tv. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Wow. Where do you want to start here? Just the craziness. Hillary polling higher than Trump in a Fox poll. It's a crazy world.
Well, the Roger Stone case and the Proud Boys case are very similar, and Proud Boys often do security for Roger Stone for free. They follow him around and make sure he doesn't get beat up. He was just accosted on the plane on the way to D.C. from some random passenger. What happened with the Proud Boys was, after weeks of terror and Antifa beat the crap out of a journalist, stole his stuff, these Antifa ambush Proud Boys, throw a bottle of urine at them. And yes, two of the 10 did rush Antifa and say, yeah, you want to fight? Fine. We're here. They have a consensual brawl and the rest of the guys show up and it ends in 17 seconds. But the first two guys who showed up, they're in a cage now in Ulster in upstate New York. 4 years they'll be doing prison for a consensual brawl that lasted 17 seconds. This is just the beginning. And as you pointed out in that intro, there was actually four guys that are doing jail. One's in Rikers, two in prison. But then there was the Brown guy. And you go, well, why wasn't the Brown guy with Max and John when they were sentenced? Oh, for some reason it was pushed away because he is Indian. He's brown. And that hurts the white power thing. The prosecution was all about hate and white supremacy. And when he was introduced to black Proud Boys, he implied that they have mental problems. He said, I'm no psychiatrist, but there's something wrong with these guys. And I talked to John's wife, who is black, and he has three black kids. I thought it was four. It's only three. And she said every time that she would go near John and put her arm around him, the cameras would all drop. And then when she'd go pee, whoop, they came up taking pictures. They take a picture of him like this. And they go low, so it looks like a Sieg Heil. And the scary part here is we knew the media was biased. We knew that BuzzFeed and HuffPo are activists, not journalists. But now they're in cahoots. They are colluding with the prosecution, with the judge, with the governor. It's all one big fiery ball of crap that is burning us alive. I mean, these two guys are just the beginning. Roger Stone is just the beginning.
Let me add this. I never got to this yesterday. I meant to. Charlie Wurzel, who used to work at the fake news outlet BuzzFeed, has moved on to bigger fake news. He had a big article in the New York Times saying it's time for leftist memers to activate. And he basically implies it's time to, you know, be more deceptive than the Republicans. And the comments are all, yeah, let's lie better than them. We're not lying. We're showing what you're doing. And then to get them all lined up to unify in their lies, they go, well, we've got to lie because they do. Can Democrats compete? The headline is with Trump's Twitter. And then it goes on to basically push more censorship as well. I mean, these guys are so authoritarian.
You know what they're calling a lie, by the way? They're calling a lie that picture of the dog getting the medal. That's called a joke, you dummies. You journalists scouring the
internet. Yeah, the medal has a paw on it. It was admittedly a joke. Well, they know what they're doing. They're trying to make humor illegal.
Yes. They want clown world is gray. And they don't want any color in clown world. I was watching your clip today with you. I didn't know such a vehicle existed. You could have a submarine top in a truck. But I was watching you go down that highway, and I was like, that's color. That's interesting. And even the Hillary supporters who were going boo, boo, they were having fun. I was like, this is the America I know. People yelling boo. It was almost like a WWE thing. It was very enjoyable to watch, Alex. Nice job with that.
Oh, we had a great time, and it went on for hours and hours with us bullhorning them and just educating them and exercising. And Hillary got confronted inside about all her husband and hers crimes.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's so true that they think that we're lying, so they want to lie back. With the Proud Boys thing, for example, we don't go to their events. Mark Bray wrote the Antifa Handbook. He did a book tour all over the country. Not one Proud Boy could be bothered going there. They come to our things and attack us. And then we fight back, and we're just as violent as them. Sargon of Akkad, who I thought was a friend, just did a whole video about how Antifa and Proud Boys should be punished because they start fights, and Max and John will only do prison for a few years. Oh, is that all? A few years for a barroom brawl. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Antifa is the guy who just got 6 years. He had a steel pole, and he opened up the head of a man to his skull and did it from behind. That's an attack. We're not attacking. And this crap about us being racist, we're multiracial, gays, Jews. In fact,
look, they all know that, Gavin. They're going with the race-based initiative. As the WikiLeaks says, Hillary's talking to this top professor of psychology, and they say it's time to intensify culture war. And that's what this is.
Yeah. Do they care about the truth? I mean, remember that Muhammad video guy? No one knew what his violation was. No one knew what he did, what the actual crime that put him in jail for a year was. That Basla Nakuli Basla guy. It was something to do with violating parole and using a fake name.
But they spun it like he went to prison for making a video about Muhammad in America. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Ban.video. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot Points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation, so please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, Gavin McInnes has launched a whole lot of successful businesses, magazines, TV networks, publications, and he's a very likable guy, even more so in person. Very charming, very funny, and, you know, he's fun on a night out in the town or in the studio or, you know, going fishing. And that's why they don't like him. It's why they want him silenced. He's one of the most silenced people out there. 5 months ago when Facebook said, my name is banned and website is banned in any positive mention, they said, because he had Gavin McInnes on. That was the final straw was, I had this Tyrannosaurus, this Godzilla, this death dealer on, because again, they want to demonize him. They don't want him to have a voice to say who he really is. They want to have total air superiority to destroy you. And now Roger Stone has been gagged by this Obama hanging judge that sends everybody right to prison. They finally want to have some type of scalp they get from Russiagate, instead of 13 made up indicted Russians. You're going to be in D.C. starting, I guess, tomorrow covering it. We've got reporters there covering it. What in the hell is going on? Because this ties in to all the other attacks with Schiff's committee and reading fake transcripts. I mean, this is hoax world, Gavin.
You know, it goes back to what I was saying about the Nasula Bakuli Nusla guy. People just want to, they want scalps. They want to win. All's fair in love and war. And the left has decided, truth be damned, I need to win. I need to win this election. I think, like, they never criticize Trump's actual policies. They focus on his typos and stuff. So they don't actually dislike Trump. They hate that they lost. That's what this comes down to. So Roger Stone's a Trump guy. Let's throw him in jail. Not one person. I haven't heard one person describe exactly what he did wrong. You know what he did wrong? He was asked, did you get an email from Julian Assange? Out of the thousands of emails he gets a day during the campaign, He did get an email from Julian Assange. He said he didn't. He was mistaken. That counts as lying under oath. What was the email? Did the email say, hey, I'm going to leak Hillary's emails. Should I do that? Yes. No, it was some innocuous thing about, did you get the thing on Friday to go to the doohickey? Just boring, irrelevant detail email. But technically, it is a lie if you say you didn't and you did. So they're throwing the book at him. No one actually looks at the actual crime anymore. Our justice system, the way I describe it to people now is, think of Uganda. Like, this isn't about justice and you know, top-level geniuses handling all this stuff. It's just like with the Proud Boys case, it was, these guys, racist, get rid of the black guy, take a picture of him, make sure his wife, his black wife is in with him, then call him a Nazi and put him in the jail. And then the jury goes, oh, I hate Nazis. Yeah, yeah, throw him in jail. Zero nuance.
It's like watching Idiocracy where they have that trial scene. And he's like, you're my lawyer. You're supposed to be defending me. And he goes, he talks like a fag. That's what it's come down to.
It really has. And you peel back. I mean, there's two things going on. There is the deep state. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And it's really deep, the people who are trying to smother Roger Stone. But there's also this massive swath of just dumb losers that want to please Cuomo, de Blasio, the attorney general, and they go, oh, I'll get rid of that guy for you, boss. I mean, it's sort of like Boss Tweed and Gangs of New York.
No, you're right. There's all these minions that just line up without even having orders from headquarters, without even getting anything from the system, but they want to take down Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, Roger Stone, President Trump, and we are amongst the most hated. Why do you think just the few of us are the most hated?
Masculinity. I think that we have a very feminized culture, and guys like you and me, when we say make America great again, we're kind of talking about the 80s. We're talking about jet skis and mullets and wraparound sunglasses, and we don't think bullying is the end of the world. And they have sort of been living in this revenge of the nerds culture where stand-up comedians who are bald and wear glasses are considered rock stars. And we're saying, no, you're kind of a dweeb. And the idea of men being proud of themselves and men enjoying masculinity and men saying, don't cry, you baby, it blows their mind because their whole existence is predicated on toxic masculinity. So once we say, no, it's not toxic, their whole world starts to crumble. That's why they hate Trump, because he's masculine and he's unashamed.
Well, it's like the Gran Torino is such a good movie because it actually shows the guys at the different construction sites talking crap to each other as a way to blow off steam. It's just fun. It's just what men do. And then the young kid doesn't figure it out for a while, finally does. These leftists, it's not just being messed with by older men or something in a rite of passage. They can't handle a joke they don't like. These people are crazy, but then they're authoritarians that want to take all our freedom so their feelings don't get hurt, but then they're the ones calling us all these horrible names and taking our bank accounts away. They're the real bullies.
Throwing us in jail, taking our bank accounts away. It's a lot like North Korea in that you have this fat, ugly loser taking over everyone's freedom and saying, no, I want to be the king. I want to ride a horse to the top of the summit. Isn't that ironic, too, that in our utopia, yours and mine, Alex, we're not about follow my rules, go by my thing, make sure that you can only watch InfoWars. We want, as Mao would say, 100 flowers to bloom. We want total freedom. Bad guys, good guys, everyone gets a say in the war of ideas, the battleground of ideas.
But that's it. Our ideas are superior and confident, and that's why they don't want us on the field.
And if you disagree with me, well, then let's discuss it. Oh, no, I can't discuss it. You took away my voice. Oh, okay. Well, I guess your narrative is the dominant one.
I asked you this question like 4 years ago. I said, what is peak SJW? And I thought it would be craziness. No, it's authoritarianism. It's dominance. It's control. It's the new thing. They call a drag queen. It's not a guy doing a number as a woman. That's funny. It's dudes dressed like vampire demons simulating killing babies and or trying to have sex with children.
Yeah. And you always ask me, how does it get worse? When will it escalate? I don't know, man. I was talking to someone in Chile the other day, and she said, this revolution happened overnight. It's kind of reminiscent of the revolution in Iran that was basically a couple days. I mean, we didn't have time to protect the American embassy. They overran the American embassy. That's how quick it was. And Chile was the same thing. And when you look at the way it went down over there, you think this seems like it was created externally. And then you go, well, I guess it's just a coincidence that we have the riots in Venezuela and in Hong Kong, and we have the riots with the Catalans in Spain.
Riots in hundreds of countries. The majority of countries have giant, unprecedented riots.
It's just starting to feel like the globalists have gone into DEFCON 4 and have now said, all right, pull the lever. Let's really get it going, because it's going, man.
Oh, they admit Soros and all these other groups are pumping billions and billions into just uprisings everywhere.
We had 1,000 people in Brooklyn furious that they are starting to prosecute turnstile jumpers. And they're holding signs that say things like, the subway should be free. What? How does that work? What are you talking about? And that was 1,000 people in Brooklyn talking about killing pigs with big pictures of pigs wearing police hats. For turnstile jumpers? What?
They wouldn't like it if I walked in their little store and grabbed the sandwich off and walked out and said, this is free. But again, none of those folks have real jobs. They don't get it. They literally believe there's a magic machine. Did you see Elizabeth Warren's new site where the calculator gives you whatever answer you want and everything's free?
Yeah, I saw even SNL was making fun of that because it was so patently absurd. They don't have a solution. They want to burn America to the ground with zero plan B. And then the globalists can build it up in their image. We can use their clothing companies, their energy providers, their healthcare systems, their everything, their infrastructure. Now they decide. And it's like a more just world because they'll be making sure that no one is bad and everyone is well behaved.
We're going to go to break, do 5 more minutes with you, Gavin McGinnis of Free Speech TV. When we come back, I want to ask him about impeachment and how serious it is and where he thinks it's going, and Schiff with these kangaroo trials on the other side. But don't forget, you can see him and a lot of other great shows that still exist despite all the censorship as we build our own infrastructure at freespeech.tv. And when I say our infrastructure, I don't own that. I don't have a piece of it, but I feel like it's mine because free speech is all of ours, and the more of it, the better. And in this attempt to shut everybody down, it's exciting, the great work he and others are doing. Because who knows, if they shut me down, they're really trying. I don't think it's going to happen, but I was already asking Gavin just this other day on the test, I said, can I get a job? We're going to try to stay open here. But, I mean, literally, folks, there's not many places. They're trying to destroy us all. And so be sure and check that out, freespeech.tv. It's subscription, but it's wonderful. And please remember, InfoWarsStore.com. The big sale has to run a couple more days because I've been so busy. I haven't come up with a new sale yet. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. The Alexa Pure Breezes are about to sell out. That's a factory deal, a special I had because I'm their biggest dealer. Ion 4-stage filter, you can get them at cost and free shipping, $147. Leading competitors are $400. This is insane. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a lot of stuff is selling out, like the bodies, turmeric, like the Ultra 12, best B12 you're going to find, taken under the tongue, and a bunch of other stuff. Things that were sold out are back in, like DNA Force Plus, 50% off. I'm going to keep it at that. A lot of stuff's going to stay on sale after the sale, but a lot of things have to end. Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in stock. Vaso Beets are selling out. So good for your heart and vascular system. Beet Concentrate creates that nitrous oxide in the body. Find out why that's so important. And so much more. A lot of it's about to end, so take action. Oh, and there's the new Trump is Innocent t-shirt. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Alan Keyes, is going to be in the studio with us coming up here in just a few minutes. Gavin McInnes of Free Speech TV is here with us right now. Adam Schiff has gotten away with murder, and he's read fake transcripts in the committee like they're real. And now he's saying, oh, you might be able to ask questions secretly of the whistleblower. It turns out all these other fake whistleblowers are minions of Brennan and Hillary and Clapper. Here's just some of Schiff getting away with it over a month and a half ago, so why not do more?
Without objection, the chair reserves the right to recess the hearing at any time. The presidential oath of office requires the President of the United States to do two things: faithfully execute his or her office, and protect and defend the Constitution. That oath, of course, cannot be honored if the President does not first defend the country. If our national security is jeopardized, if our country is left undefended, the necessity to faithfully execute the office becomes moot. Where there is no country, there is no office to execute. And so the duty to defend the nation is foundational to the president's responsibilities. But what of this second responsibility, to defend the Constitution? What does that really mean? The founders were not speaking, of course, of a piece of parchment.
And again, he then goes on to read the fake transcript, which we're live now. We're going to add it in post later so it's congruent and make sense. But everybody's seen it. Everybody knows about it. If he'll do that, where is this going?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I think that he could get impeached at this point. Things have changed drastically even in the past couple months. It used to be, you crazy liberals are acting so unhinged with such severe Trump derangement syndrome that you're getting him reelected in a landslide. And that's what Donald Trump Jr. keeps repeating. But I'm at the point now where I think that these lunatics could actually win. I think if Trump wins the next election, he'll squeak by. And I would say there's a 1 in 2 chance he gets impeached at this point. Jonah Goldberg over at the National Review was saying his only hope is to apologize. That's the only way he's going to get out of this mess. These people are very effective, and maybe it's because they have Soros money. I don't know why, but how about some culpability on us? How about our side? Like, when the Proud Boys were on trial there, there was no right-wing media sites there at all. There was HuffPo, there was Daily Beast, there was BuzzFeed, there was Daily News. They were all there constructing their stupid Nazi story. But where were our guys? Where was Breitbart? Where was Daily Caller? And now you have Matt Drudge sort of capitulating to the whole Never Trump thing. I think that we like to talk about the left and how evil they are. We have become pussies, and we are too easily defeated. That's one of the biggest problems with this mess we're in. It's our fault.
Well, Gavin, you're absolutely right. And if we don't stand up to this authoritarianism, Trump will actually trigger something worse, because it got the left so wound up and so evil to truly manifest themselves that they've gone right to the end game now. And if we submit to them now, they're talking about just total domination of every facet of our lives, and they're such weak, pathetic people that they have a hunger for that raw power and are the worst type of folks you don't want to have any power. And so now we have really got to finish our work.
It's like we're being bullied by these tyrannical, ugly brat nerds. Like, imagine the worst. I mean, I like the Kim Jong-un analogy. Imagine the worst kind of vindictive little chubby turd being given infinite power. I mean, look at Schiff's face. You know what it was like for him in high school. The guy was never down off the basketball nets. He must have been hanging there by his underwear every single morning. And now he wants revenge on all those wedgiers. And if we were worth our salt, we would just say, psh, go sit down, Schiff. But we don't. We go, oh, no, don't call me a Nazi. Like Judge Jeanine Pirro was just in Hawaii. And there was this Proud Boy, Nick Ox, there. And she goes, oh, he's a Proud Boy? Get him fired. I don't want to be associated with him. Get him fired. And they went, oh, okay, you're fired. You know, even
it's any way to panic and just virtue signal. Oh, let me prove I'm groveling to the system when all you do is encourage the bullies. Gavin McGinnis, God bless you, my friend. Look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon. A lot of big stuff coming up and your coverage of the upcoming Roger Stone witch trial. Freespeech.tv. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars Millie Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Brad Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, November 4th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. And we've got a gentleman here in studio with us, Alan Keyes, that I've been watching on television at least since I was probably 10 years old, back when he was in the Ronald Reagan administration as the ambassador from the U.S. to the U.N., appointed to the Economic and Social Council of the United States by President Reagan. And again, that's an inside area to really learn how the world really works. So I've always wanted to get Alan Keyes on. I know he's been on some of our other shows here on the InfoWars Network and Band.Video and some of our radio and TV affiliates. But IamTV.us loyaltoliberty.com. I'm not going to go over his whole background or all the amazing things he's done, but back in the day, hosting Crossfire, all those other shows, he was a real conservative out there defending real values, and then over the years, they've tried to disappear this guy, but he still pops up and still does a lot of great work, and I know you're doing a regular show again, which I'm a big fan of. So, Alan Keyes, thanks for being here.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. And this isn't like CNN in the old days or MSNBC or CNN, you know, ABC. We don't, you know, pre-interview folks and tell them what they can talk about. We just want to hear what you want to get into. And you say that obviously the big thing is this so-called impeachment.
Well, I think the impeachment farce is really important. And it's important that people in the United States understand what the real objective is. And I think you have been very good at getting folks to wake up to the truth. The object of all of this is not Donald Trump. He just happens to represent what they hate the most, which is the idea of government of, by, and for the people. And I've never understood how it is that people let all of these folks who espouse socialism, communism, what they are pleased to call progressivism, even though it takes us back to the days when the few ruled over the many on the basis of the fact that we know what's right for you and you don't get to have a say in it. America was founded to stop that way of life, to get to a way of governing that would actually involve people in the key decisions that decide the destiny of their own society. And all socialism is actually based on what? I mean, the key premise of actual government for Karl Marx was dictatorship of one kind or another. The key premise of self-government for the American founders was just that, that you stop dictatorship and allow the people to get involved in the discussions, in informing themselves, and then in coming to responsible decisions based on the premises of right that the country's founded on about what should happen. So dictatorship is no part of it. And I've never understood how folks can listen to these guys. Their ideology is all about dictatorship, and then they swear an oath to defend the Constitution that's all about preventing dictatorship, and we don't seem to get it. It's a contradiction.
Well, you state that, and it just hits me like a thunderbolt because it's so true, it's so obvious, and it's lost out there that communism and socialism is a ruling class dominating over people, deciding who gets what. It's right there in the manifesto. It's right there in Das Kapital that we're going to control production. We're going to control the family. China took hundreds of millions of people off the land. Tens of millions, you know, died. Some estimates are over, you know, 80 million, just under Mao. And then David Rockefeller, the richest guy on the earth at the time, is in the New York Times in 1976 praising it. These are just madmen. And then to try to resell it over and over again and to have this race by all these Democrats promising all this great free stuff they're going to give people is frightening.
Well, and it's really all a lie. There is not a communist socialist regime in the world, and there has not been one in the course of the history of the world since it started to become.
That's right. They never work.
They never work. And then people say, well, what about Sweden? And I say, Sweden isn't a socialist country. Sweden is a country in which they essentially have allowed capitalism to continue to flourish, and then they steal the results and put a facade.
Exactly. It's a vampire bleeding 80% of the blood off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if they didn't have the blood produced by the capitalist system, they wouldn't exist.
So Sweden's just a really healthy blood donor.
Exactly. How they stay healthy is anybody's guess, given what's going on there. But it's also going to be clear that question is coming for us. Right? How do you stay healthy when you put people in charge who are going to adopt policies that destroy the incentives and the foundational premises, including the foundation of responsible liberty, on which free enterprise actually depends, on which the courage of individual innovators.
And Dr. Keyes, I know you're the best spoken person I know on these subjects, and I want to get into the fundamental problems, but why do most of the big ruling corporations and elites want this quasi-socialist communist model that they bleed off of as crony capitalists? Why do they push for that? Almost all the billionaires are unified, except a few, pushing this idea.
Well, see, I think there are two reasons. One is because if you push for the ideas of socialism, you are admitting that all that matters is power. I find it quite intriguing that all these people who wear the socialist label and pretend they're all for humanity. How can you believe people who tell you they're for humanity and then want to kill off humanity's posterity in the womb? They're killers, actually. Everything that they stand for now that's non-negotiable, is about when you get to kill people. Have you thought that through? They're in fact...
They're obsessed with killing people.
Exactly. They pretend to be a progressive this and that and to be all about life and that more abundantly. And in fact, they're about death and how you can make sure you get to kill people in a more general way. And so if they can't do it openly through the kind of purges and mass murders that occurred in other places, then they're going to do it in subtle ways. But the most important thing they have to do is make sure that people no longer have the mechanism through elections and government to defend themselves.
I'm getting chills. You're going to have the floor when we come back. I literally just got chills because I've told some of my friends and their talk show hosts, I go, don't get mad when you hear somebody 2-3 years later writing exactly what you wrote or saying exactly what you said. They're not plagiarizing. They looked into it. They took it as their own. They believe it's theirs because it is them. That's real leadership. And I just remembered like 25 years ago watching you in a debate or something on national television, C-SPAN, whatever it was, and you were saying they're about controlling life. They want death. They're control freaks. And it was the first time it crystallized for me in a modern context why a Stalin would do something or a Mao or a Hitler when it made no sense and that it was a threat currently. And then I basically adopted that understanding, which we now see, you know, is true. And you've been a real trailblazer. So let's talk about how you went directly to the fact that it's a sacrament for them, abortion, and not just something that's birth control, with former Reagan ambassador to the UN, Alan Keyes, a guy the establishment is very afraid of and has been shadow banning for a long time. Everybody watching knows who he is. They're like, Alan Keyes. Yeah, he's here with us. Stay with us.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Our guest in studio, and he got interrupted by the break, and he was getting into this culture of death. They want control over life and death. They want control over when you're born, when you die. They want control over how many vitamins you can get. They want control over where you can live. But then these establishment types, they have all their big private jets, record private jet sales. They're telling the general public, we shouldn't be able to have airplane travel. It's bad for the earth, supposedly, but they can live like kings. But really, that's part of their worldview, their cosmology. So get into that for us and who these two forces are, and then give me your view on where the world is currently today and what you expect to happen.
Well, I think they actually emphasize death because death is the way to cull the herd, to remove all the elements that are really going to cause you problems. Everything they do is, in fact, about making sure that the American people cease to be ordinary. That's a word that used to be in vogue, right? You're an ornery character. It means that you don't put up with a lot of garbage, that you're willing to fight back for the things that you believe to be right, and that you have a strong sense of right and wrong that you're not going to give up. What always intrigued me, do you know the word ornery is actually a shortening and corruption of the word ordinary? And
meaning the average ordinary people.
But the combination of ordinary and willing to take a strong stand in defense of your own viewpoint, in defense of your own sense of right and wrong, in defense of a sense that is strong in you because you don't just base it on your own will, you're actually basing it on your sense of the will of God, so that something beyond yourself
fills coming through
with a sense of confidence and it comes through in you. This has proven to be the great strength of the American people, and they hate it. And I think at the end of the day, they're preparing us with this death cult stuff so that they will be able to get away with purges here, like the purges that were necessary in order for communism and socialism to get established and stay established.
Wow. And the Weathermen, Obama's mentors and Hillary's, said all that and have a plan for that.
Oh, I think they have a plan. And when Donald Trump came along, the thing he represents most is the fact that the people actually didn't do what they were supposed to do. Do you remember years ago, Nancy Pelosi, in the midst of the Tea Party uprising and all of this, was chiding the Republicans as if they weren't doing their job. And she concluded it by saying that, you know, your party's getting out of control, your people are getting out of control, elections shouldn't matter so much. Can you imagine somebody saying that in the United States?
I forgot that clip.
If you say elections shouldn't matter so much, you're saying the vote of the people, the choice of the people, the will of the people, the judgment of the people shouldn't matter so much.
And that's really what Russiagate is saying we didn't elect Trump, when of course it's not true.
And so she regards the election of Trump, and they all do, as a slap in the face to their plan to impose elitist control on the people of the United States.
Now, Steve, you can pull that up for next segment. It'll be on YouTube still. Nancy Pelosi, elections shouldn't matter so much. I forget the whoppers they say all the time, and they mean it.
Yeah, they not only mean it, they're enforcing it now. Because the whole impeachment farce is about trying to get things arranged so that the elitist faction types in the Democrat Party can join with the elitist faction types in the Republican Party to remove the stain of an election that actually proved that the people of the United States can get back
control of the process. That's right. And the Times of London and the Financial Times and all these elitist publications say populism and nationalism is exploding and free market. We've got to defeat Trump to discredit it worldwide. This is a global fight.
Oh, it's a global fight, and it's a fight that I think the people have to win. Well, I encounter a lot of people who know it. So far, by the way, I think they've been utterly incapable of making this whole impeachment farce work. It's hurting the Democrats more than it's hurting anybody else, and I thank God for it. And I think that as long as they continue to pursue it, when they cannot come up with any valid grounds, the thing that's been proven most in this whole impeachment farce is that Joe Biden should be impeached. Now, people say, Alan, he's out of office already, and impeachment is about removing people from office. No, it's not. People forget that in the Constitution, and Hamilton talks about this in the Federalist Papers, there are two things that result from conviction once you've been accused, because impeachment is the accusation. Once you've been convicted, you are removed from office, and you can be barred from holding any office of trust or profit under the United States after that. Right? So you couldn't run for president. You couldn't do what some of these people do after they've committed their tragedy.
That's right. They could be having hearings on a candidate.
But I hope people have noticed that what they accuse Trump of doing, which is abusing your power to promote your own selfish interest, right? And they say it's a political interest. Why is it a political interest for the chief law enforcement officer who is sworn to see to it that the laws be faithfully executed, is talking to a foreign ruler and says, you know, we have got some indications that maybe so-and-so was involved in doing something that's unlawful, and would you really make sure it's investigated because it involved a corporation here in the Ukraine and so forth and so on? How is that anything other than the president's job? He's doing his job, y'all.
And whether it's the Ukrainian president bringing up the corruption to him.
Well, and the idea that because somebody who's a potential political opponent or whatever is involved, you should not enforce the law is ludicrous.
Well, exactly. What do you call that? Is it a double negative? What is it when they're committing the crime and they say investigating the crime that's cut and dry, Biden's saying it out in front of everybody, that's the crime?
And they also try to act as if you do it on a partisan basis and so forth and so on, you can't go after your political opponents. They apparently have never read the Constitution, because the Constitution actually doesn't recognize the existence of parties. Individuals who serve in the government serve as individuals sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And that's why our first president, George Washington, hated parties.
Yes, he hated them, and he called them what I think our parties have become.
Called them gangs.
They were factions, which means combinations of individuals acting in their own selfish interest and against the interest of the common good, of the body politic. I think that has become the definition of politics, certainly for most of the Democrat politicians and for a lot of the Republicans as well. This is what they're about. They don't think about what's good for the people as a whole, what's good for the nation as a whole, because if they did, their first prerequisite would be to preserve the common ground of our understanding of right and wrong, justice and injustice, articulated in the Declaration and put into effect.
And that's why the left is in such war with reality, because common sense and reality brings order. They want disorder to have control,
yes.
And so they're at war with reality.
They're at war with reality because they want the power to impose a reality entirely defined by them. And you'll notice that everywhere the socialist communists achieved that objective, the reality is a reality of wealth and power for the few who follow the party line and dismal servitude for everybody else.
And those who didn't even just get in first, because usually there's a big power struggle. Once the communists get control, then they purge a bunch of their own people, and then it's purge, purge, purge. So it's also even very dangerous because there's no checks and balances to be in the leadership, and then even the top leaders are being deposed and killed. It's a nightmare.
And you know, one of the greatest obstacles to all of this in the American legal system is the presumption of innocence. See, if you have to be presumed innocent, then the burden of proof is on those who are accusing you. And the presumption.
And now Adam Schiff's throwing that out the window. We got to come back. Let's come back with Dr. Alan Keyes with us right now. He's on fire. He's always on fire, but in person, he's even more powerful. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And remember, our existence is in defiance of the deep state.
Amen.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is MycoZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you. And it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have it's okay to be okay, politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Alan Keyes is here, and the whole office is like, man, this guy's awesome. Yeah, he is awesome. And he's not censored here, so you get to hear what he's actually saying. It all makes perfect sense, especially when you find out he's been saying it for decades. A doctoral graduate of Harvard, worked in the diplomatic corps all over the world, got appointed to head up one of the main operations for Reagan, and then served as Reagan's Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs. I'm not going to go over all of it, but as capacities as UN ambassador, among key accomplishments was contributing to Mexico City policy and a lot more. And, of course, he's a famous pro-lifer, imtv.us, imtv.us. Find his show, the audiobooks, and everything right there on that site. You got cut off by the break, but you were mentioning Pelosi, and people probably think, oh, elections don't matter or elections matter too much. They're making that up. No, she really said it. Here it is.
Sure it did.
How we defend our country, our security, and civil liberties, how we respect our seniors. Because there's so many things at risk right now, and perhaps in any question I'll go into if you want, but the fact is that elections shouldn't matter as much as they do. Should be someplace on the spectrum where you respect each other's views and all the rest.
That's her speaking to donors, not knowing she's getting video.
You know, the thing that I find appalling about this, these people talk about differences of opinion, and the last thing they tolerate is a difference of opinion. That's why they hate Donald Trump so much, because he came
the left
out
always wanted
expressing
to
views that were against theirs, and they hate him to death, literally. They want to get rid of him with impeachment and everything else. And I think that this is the main reason for it, because he was actually supposed to be somebody they thought of as their guy and like them and so forth. And suddenly he's hearkening to the voice of the American people. He's hearkening to the common sense that he himself had had to apply in the course of his life and career. And finally, he's suddenly sensitive to the thing they hate the most. You know what they hate the most? They hate Americans who still believe in God, who still remember that our claim to self-government is based on God-endowed unalienable rights, not things we make up out of whole cloth. And therefore, there's a power transcendent to the power of money and parties and ideology that protects individuals in their right to take a stand for justice when they are being maltreated. And it's what has given Americans the courage to do so time after time, in area after area. And if we had not been founded on those premises, not a single battle against slavery, for civil rights, for human rights, for women's rights, none of it would have succeeded.
Is that a moral courage, or is it more of a moral directive?
I think it's a directive that then leads to courage. Because after all, one of the things I often try to get people to see is that the word right is not simply synonymous with freedom. Every right involves freedom, but not every freedom is an exercise of right, because it implies that you're doing what's right. So the people who come together and came together to form the United States, for all their faults, they expressed themselves as committed to a goal for government that was to secure right doing by
the people who were coming together. So it was the idea that was transcendent.
It was the idea, yes.
And now the left, how do you quantify this? How they create new rights? We have a right for access to your children. Here, Austin just passed it last week to sexualize 8-year-olds and teach them about things I won't say on adult radio. Or Canada is going to ask 4-year-olds when they go to preschool by law, what their sexual preference is. So now the abuse of children they're claiming is a right. Or, Travis County, where I live, where I guess sometimes got to leave. I can't even afford to move the offices, or I would. We have to pay for people's abortions here. How is my having to pay for somebody to kill their child a right? So what is this perversion of rights where the left ignores all of the basic rights that are transcendent, unalienable, that stand on their own, and then they invent these twisted things?
Well, I think, first of all, what it involves is discarding the concept of right. There is no right or wrong except what serves their party line, what serves to get them into power and to keep them in power and then to allow them to pursue their agenda. But what that means is that there is no distinction between children and grown-ups in the effective sense that they can go in and they think exploit children just as they want to exploit grown-ups, because imagine it. Is a child deprived of a real understanding of what's involved,
yes,
making a choice? When they make a gender choice,
they're not making a choice.
They have no idea what you're talking
about.
They're being deceived. To tell you the truth. That means that for these people, deception becomes the basis for choice. You and I both know that if you do something based on deception, you've actually been coerced.
You can tell a 5-year-old they're Batman, and they'll say it. Okay, well, let's put bat wings on you.
That's not an exercise of freedom. But once you call it freedom. The freedom to be this gender and that gender, even though you didn't have the information necessary to make that choice, then you can argue that their limitation of information produces a free choice. That's the only way socialists and communists can actually pretend to have free choices. You're making a free choice because you made it based on the information and lies we told you.
But here's an example. You're a conservative Christian. You're on fire. You're super smart. You could talk for 10 hours. None of it's boring. None of it's made up. I go to leftist events. They act like zombies. They're acting weirder and weirder. They act like they've had their soul sucked out. And they really have a craving to do bad. And it seems like it's getting worse and it's manifesting more. And everything I read in the Bible that I was a kid thinking, oh, this would never happen, is now happening.
Well, I think that that's what happens when you disregard the standard of right and its consequences. The standard of right in America was God-endowed unalienable right. The first appeal made in the Declaration of Independence was not to power.
To God.
It wasn't even to injustice. It was to God and the laws of nature and of nature's God. God and his rules, in other words. So the idea that somehow or another...
They knew when they were going to divorce something, they had to talk to the boss first.
That's right. And but they also knew that the boss was the one that freed them. You exist as what you are because God made you that way. You wouldn't be free to exist as what you are.
And we recognize that God gives us a choice whether we want to be free or slaves.
That's right. And he gave us that choice for two reasons, I think. One, so that we would be responsible for ourselves. And second, so that when we made the right choices, we would be responsible for those choices and therefore capable of doing what? Sometimes I think we forget, because these days people talk a lot about love. Do you think that somebody loves you if they're saying they love you because there's a gun at their head and they have to? Nobody believes in that. The only love we believe in is the love that results from a truly free choice. And so God made us to have that choice so we could experience love, show love, and be proven to love both him and those around us. And so the juxtaposition of love is actually about accepting responsibility for the choices God allows us to make in light of the rules that are built into us. Unalienable means that
exactly.
Part
so,
of who
so
you are.
People that are at war with the basic rules and programming that God gave us and decide to violate that, they always just get more degenerate because that's the only direction they can go.
Well, I think so, because at the end of the day, they're not guided by anything. They don't accept the limits that allow things to exist in their different spheres and in their different ways. And they also don't accept the unity that comes from the fact that we are all grounded in the same being. You know, in the Bible, it says, in him we live and move and have our being, which means...
So they're at rebellion against that, but when you get into evil, it's totally horrible and depressing. I just don't understand it, but they do choose that to be destroyed. I mean, they do it.
Well, they do, because at the end of the day, if you reject the source of your existence, the only viable alternative for you is to destroy things rather than build them. And isn't it interesting that all these people who talk about how much they're going to do for folks and how much they're going to do for the people, look at the places they rule, whether it's California now, whether it's a lot of the urban areas in the United States, you follow their understanding of all that you should be doing for people, and you get cesspools, and you get cities that
don't
work,
show
and
leftists,
you get increases in poverty and crime and everything else.
Leftists are the most greedy people. They don't give to charity. They lie constantly.
And I think it's the reason is that if you remove all sense of constraint, you remove all sense of responsibility. Only one thing matters to these folks, the outcome. And if outcomes are all that matter, then the only thing that's really to distinguish people in terms of government and rule is how much power you have. Power becomes the central obsession, and getting it by any means, lying, cheating, killing, stealing, that becomes acceptable. And that has been the rule among the socialist ideologues.
I'm going to play this clip of Schiff and get into the actual impeachment, where you think it's going, your prediction 2020 coming up. Alan Key, seems like the last 45 minutes was 10 seconds. Wow. We'll be right back.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Ban.video. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfowarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Since I was in grade school and loving his work, and then learned in the break that he visits InfoWars.com daily. That's amazing.
Right.
And he's hosting a new TV show as well. Very exciting. IamTV.us, BlowToLiberty.com. He says he'll come back routinely. We're very excited. He's going to visit Mike Adams in his TV studio and do some work with him as well. And then I guess it's back to Maryland and back to Tennessee, where he lives in both places, works in Tennessee, lives in Maryland. But I don't say this to be obnoxious or say it's a bad thing. When I've had conversations with Trump, some of them like 10 minutes long, he can finish my sentences exactly as I was thinking. He doesn't really do that in public. He kind of, I don't say he dumbs it down, but he makes it a little bit simpler just for everybody. But when you're finishing my sentences, it's amazing because I'm asking the questions like, when we come back, I want to get into why is it the left doesn't have any rules anymore, cheats on everything, has fake whistleblowers, won't have due process, says they'll send the questions to the Republicans but won't tell them who they are, but expects they're going to remove the president. And then you're kind of finishing my question, right there and just boiling it down because I was thinking, why are they getting away with it? You said they're not getting away with it.
Well, I don't think they are. I think Americans still have a modicum of common sense that is superior to that which you might expect, and certainly superior to what they think we have. And I think they're building up a lot of resentment. And the resentment isn't necessarily just on issues they dislike and so forth. What's been coming across in their debates and in their approaches to policy, and especially in the way they have abused the choice the American people made in 2016, is their hatred of America. These people don't like this country.
They really hate it.
They hate America. They absolutely ignore and lie about the fact that we have been fighting for justice in this country, and that in point of fact, every time the American people as a whole confronted a crisis where things came to a head, whether it's about slavery, women's rights, the civil rights movement, and so forth and so on, the decision we took was the right decision. You don't get to pretend these things are all, oh, we have, there's racism, this country is racist, nothing good has ever happened, and we're going to make it happen. That's a lie. Good people.
They're really stealing credit from people like Martin Luther King.
Exactly. They're stealing credit from everybody who fought in our wars. They're stealing credit from everybody who
demonstrated. Take Ilhan Omar. In fact, cue this up, and then we'll go to the fake shift thing, because I know that's old news, but it's important to play again, like the Pelosi clip. Ilhan Omar, cue her up, please. She says Bernie Sanders will be a president who will fight against Western imperialism. And I'm not saying imperialism hasn't done some bad things. I don't defend it. But the idea that she's trying to get into America, but she's going to tell us how bad it is, and then she projects imperialism onto it.
Well, to project imperialism on the United States, if we had been an imperial power at the end of World War II, we had what Napoleon only dreamt about. He said at one point, if I had thunderbolts, I'd use thunderbolts, right? Well, nuclear weapons were the equivalent of thunderbolts. They were something that you launched from a distance, and you could wipe out whole cities.
And
nobody else had it. We were the last man standing. Everybody else's economy in the world practically was crashed to the ground and so forth and so on. When you look at the aftermath of that, we not only helped to rebuild countries, even our enemies, we also insisted on an end to imperialism in many parts of the world and encouraged the French, the British, and others to
relinquish their empires. And they're setting up their globalist corporate leftist imperium of the Chi-Coms,
exactly.
And they're threatened by the American idea that opposes their imperialism.
That's right. China is now the most active imperialistic power on Earth. And they are entering into various things as part of their Belt and Road Initiative and all this stuff to create unequal relations with countries so that they can dominate them economically, put them
classic
in debt.
Imperial relationship.
A classic imperial relationship. And the fact that they claim they're doing it so that, I don't know, socialism and communism can be spread. Yeah, so that everybody can live in the kind of fear they are now imposing on the people of Hong Kong. And the very same people who like to talk all of the, oh, you have to be free to be yourself and do this and have that expression and that expression, whether it's sexual or otherwise, they're watching this spectacle. And because they're so in love with the socialist communist idea, they have no courage whatsoever in opposing the imposition of that imperialism.
Well, exactly. Modern leftists act like all the degeneracy and ugliness of the satanic left is what made the West great, when it was Christianity and the Renaissance and that real ethos that threatens who they are. The left are the authoritarians. They are the control freaks. They are the censors. They are the liars. And then they stare at us and say, we're the bad guys. It's preposterous, but our acquiescence and bowing to them has only invited this behavior.
Well, I think that that's very true in our international relations, but I also think it's true in the way in which Americans have been willing to let this drivel go unchallenged. And in some ways, we've been so absorbed in the discussion of their agenda for evil that we have forgotten that we as a people stand on a common ground that is an agenda for good, an agenda for right and justice.
Well, that's my next question, because I talk to my wife all the time. Having to focus on the left and all the evil things they do and the spectacles they engage in just to rub it in our faces almost becomes like a form of worship when I spend all my time only talking about what they're doing versus what we've done and what we've built and what we would do. How do you balance it, though, like ring the alarm on what they're doing and point out they're bad, but also spend most of our time building and leading people and doing good things separate from them to show the superiority of the Christian system?
Well, I actually think you do a pretty good job of that most of the time, because the first thing that has to be emphasized is that our understanding leaves people in the position of being responsible for their choices, right? And when you're responsible for your choices, you have to take responsibility. That's a challenge. And it's a challenge that starts with the way we conduct our family life, our economic life, and everything else. They're constantly trying to pretend that this country should be about what is being done for us. You are constantly reminding people that this country was built by folks who understood that you must meet the challenge of doing things for yourself. And in the process, you do things for your family, your community, and ultimately build the kind of country we have had. If we back away from that now, we're going to produce the same kind of mess that I think these people really want, a top-down society in which, among other things, you have arrogated to an elitist few all of the opportunities for choice and left others in such an impoverished condition, both spiritually, emotionally, and in terms of their sense of how they meet the challenge of the world, that they become like clay that you can mold in any way you wish.
And they have to be at the top. I mean, we get their white papers and WikiLeaks. They're doing it on purpose. But to go back to the 70s, they only got California and a few other areas to do it. The rewilding, say, don't cut any underbrush, don't cut fire breaks. And then they turn around and blame the power company, PG&E, when all of California burns down. Mm-hmm. And Schwarzenegger says, oh, it's the global warming, when they know full damn well that for thousands of years people take out the underbrush and do that. Or every time lightning strikes, there's high winds, you burn down. So yeah. California won't let you cut the trees or trim the foliage and pick up the dead grass and leaves. Then these firestorms happen. They blame humans, but in a way it is. It's the government of California.
That's exactly right. And it's the government also taking resources away from what I think are the kind of policing responsibilities. And by that I mean not only policing in the sense of order of human activity, but I remember how that word used to be used when I was growing up. I was an Army brat, and so you...
Cleaning the house up,
yeah,
with police.
Yeah, it meant cleaning the place up. It meant cleaning out the things that would otherwise cause dangers if they were exposed to certain conditions. It could be fire, it could be slippery, it could cause injury, so you clean the place up. Instead of trying to clean the place up, do you know what they're spending our money on?
Policing
now?
Meant like Paul Revere, just yeah. Check stuff.
What they're spending our money on now, y'all, is importing their cadre into the United States under the rubric of refugee this and refugee that, but without any regard for having a common commitment to make America better and stronger.
Instead, they're filling them full of hate when they get here.
Exactly. And they don't even, you know, there used to be a requirement you came to the United States that you had to show you were going to take care of yourself and act responsibly. Now, when you come under the impetus, not of individual aspiration, I want to come here and join in and make my life better because this is a place where I'll...
Hold on. I had a bunch of special reports ready, and some of these have not even premiered yet. And if you got to go, it's fine. But I could always air these at a later time. When are you supposed to meet Mike Adams?
Well, we actually didn't pin down the time. We were kind of waiting to see what happened here. So,
well,
I think I have some time.
Well, how would you like to host the next hour? I want to be
me?
On. I'll walk out of here and you'll host the next hour. Let's do
you
it.
You gotta be kidding. Do you have to walk out? Because I usually have guests on my show.
Well, sure. No,
How about you be my guest for an hour? That would be fun.
Okay, we'll do that. Alan Keyes will interview Alex Jones That's next funny. Hour and the great crew in there putting up with me. I got a bunch of clips to get to too. Since we mentioned Ilhan Omar though, let's just play the clip of her saying that Bernie Sanders will save America. Here it is.
President who will fight against Western imperialism and fight for a just world.
Yeah, Google and Apple are the imperialists of China, folks.
And I am excited.
We're going to go to break. We'll do the whole next hour with Alan Keyes. And I do have a meeting I have to do in 30 minutes, so he will host the last 30 minutes by himself. Or I can go do a 10-minute phone call and come right back in. But, I want to see him host the show because I know he'll do a better job than I can. By the way, you're always good on TV, but they're always interrupting you constantly. You're even better on this show and in person. I'm impressed. I was already impressed. Alan Keyes is here with us. Fourth hour coming up.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTru Selenium from the mustard seed. supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products, 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeat. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, fourth hour. I had a bunch of special reports lined up, some of which haven't premiered yet. But I'm like, wow, Alan Keyes is really rocking the house here. So I'm excited to have him here with us. And coming up next segment, he's going to conduct the interview. I was saying, hey, just host the hour. I'll go eat lunch, take care of a bunch of stuff, and enjoy watching Alan Keyes sitting in here. He's like, no, I think I'll interview you. So that's coming up. And tomorrow I will get to calls and a bunch of other news. There's a bunch of breaking stuff. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, our latest insider, helped us expose CNN, but now it's time to raise the stakes. A new insider has come to Project Veritas with secret video recordings, hashtag Epstein cover up, starting tomorrow, November 5th. This is exciting. There's not just evil in the universe. There's good. What do you want to say about the Epstein situation?
Well, sadly, I think that on the one hand, Epstein's an illustration of how much evil there is. On the other, I think there is a comforting sense in all that's happening that at the end of the day, Shakespeare was right, and evil will out. In other words, a lot of what people think is going to be hidden is not hidden. And people are starting to wake up to that. And it's been a lot thanks to folks like yourself. That's what I find so impressive. People who have the courage to stand for the truth. And that was actually one of the key concepts of Christian life, to bear witness to the truth no matter what. And I think you have certainly shown it over the years, but you're not alone. There are
But people say that's courage. And it's compulsive with me. I can't even help it. So what is that? I mean, that's different.
Well, though, that's still courage. That just means that the source of that courage is constant. And that source, I believe, is to be always open to the truth. It's part of the difference between what was once education in America, where the whole point was to open you to the truth, to its discipline, to its patterns. The other thing I love about the way you handle the show and events is that you are always thinking things through. You see the connections because of that, that other people don't make. And I've got to tell you, the highest praise I can give to you, I think, is that that always reminds me of the founders of the United States. People can say what they like about them, but if you sit down with their writings and their letters and so forth, they were people who, if I can use the nasty word, everybody says nasty word, they were conspiracy theorists. They were people who understood that, first of all, you can't accomplish anything if you are not breathing together, talking together, working out an understanding that allows you to move in concert. That is, in fact, what it means to come together, to covenant, to do things as a body, as a unit. So it's a source of union and unity to have that common understanding that inspires you, moves you like breath moves the the chest up and down to do things on behalf of that common good. And I think that's absolutely critical. But I think it's also conspiracy in the sense that you think through the reality that people who stand against justice, who want to do wrong rather than right, are constantly thinking about ways to infiltrate and subvert what good people are trying to accomplish. And if you're not willing to think like that and anticipate events and recognize how things are working together for evil, then you're not helping out to make sure they
work. Well, that's it. If you read what the founders, they learned from history, they learned from wars they were involved in. They were playing chess, not checkers, and they could see how evil would play games, so they used our own evil nature against us, like the separation of powers.
Well, that's why I think you have all these folks who are amongst the bad guys, as I call them. They're always trying to get people to be ashamed.
Oh, that's a conspiracy theorist. That's about conspiracy. Yes, these conspiracy notions.
And I'm thinking to myself, the only reason they don't want us to be listening to folks who think that way is because they don't want people to have the wherewithal to start thinking in a way that sees through their combination
of deception. It's crazy. Once you go multidimensional in thought, there's no way to go back to one dimension. One dimension isn't real. I mean, it's, but that's how leftists are. They're very one-dimensional, and they just believe whatever crap they're told instead of researching the whole back end of it. Alan Keyes, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be taking over. I'm going to sit here dutifully. When we come back, he's going to introduce the show, everything, and more. We got a lot of breaking news I haven't hit yet. There's a new, speaking of Mike Adams, he's got a new article out with a recommendation to the president. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
America and the world is a wire. Hillary Clinton is going down. Hillary Clinton is a Chinese communist agent and a criminal and gets us in the world. America is a white and fighting back. America will never back down. The answer to 1984 is 1776. InfoWars is there. And InfoWars is fighting back. The answer to 1984 is 1776. America knows what's happening, and InfoWars.com is exposing it. America is back. America is back. America is back. America is back. Come on.
Epstein out of Hades. Hillary Clinton is involved with Jeffrey Epstein. Hillary Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile aircraft. Democrats are authoritarian, anti-American criminals that have failed to silence our speech. Big Tech and the Chi-Coms and Hillary have failed to silence America's speech. America is back. 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 Hillary Clinton worked with the child molester Jeffrey Epstein. Hillary Clinton wants to sexualize our children. Hillary Clinton is a war criminal. Hillary Clinton, who can't even walk, are going down. Hillary Clinton is a failure. Your Democratic Party is collapsing. Every city you control is collapsing into hell. Everyone is running from the Democrats and their mental illness. Your so-called power cult, the Democratic Party that founded the KKK, is going down. The Democrats are KKK. The Democrats are KKK. The Democrats are KKK. The Democrats are KKK. The Democrats are KKK.
I'm Alan Keyes, believe it or not. Oh, I know you were mistaking me for Alex Jones. At first glance, that happens quite frequently. But no, actually, it would happen quite frequently.
We both got beards.
If you're only listening to us, though, you've...
We both love God. Online. That's pretty similar.
But you know, you had mentioned this Adam Schiff show that he put on. And the fact that I think that statement he made was actually typical of what's going on with impeachment. And if we could play the clip we were going to play. And
yeah, let's roll that clip.
About what it represents, I think that would be good.
Here he is reading a fake transcript. We're supposed to forget this.
I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
And now he's back from all these secret hearings, with new transcripts. And the Republicans are saying those aren't transcripts either, because they were there with the few representatives they could have. And they say it's more fake. Really? A guy that puts out fake transcripts is doing it again?
Well, he's doing it again. And with chutzpah, how come he thinks he can get away with this? I thought it was really quite amazing that somebody would get up, make all of these statements like they were part of the conversation, when the transcript was already in the hands of people who were listening, and you would know immediately that this was a lie. The other thing I find pretty amazing is the fact that he talks about what was involved as if there was some fundamental wrongdoing going on, but the only wrongdoing he could imagine was the wrongdoing he was making up. And that confesses that there was no there. Do you think most people are missing this? Because I don't see how they could.
And then they had a bunch of channels, including one of the channels you've worked for, MSNBC, boy, it was different back when you were there, actually put out other fake transcripts. And then the Morning Joe did. And then Chris Cuomo put out a fake one. And then when they get caught, they didn't even do retractions. It's just, they got caught lying so big in 2016, they now think, well, we'll just lie bigger and this time it'll work. Or is it just their nature and they can't help it?
Well, I think they're hoping that the lie will run on legs and get wider distribution than the truth that follows it up. And that can be the case. I have a good friend who talks a lot about the concept of fertile fallacy. You plant the seed of a lie, and the lie starts to promulgate out there so quickly that the truth never catches up.
Mark Twain said that a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on.
That's right. But I think that in this case, they're overestimating the veracity, the plausibility of their lie. And that's
here's an example.
And you also have a lot of people, by the way, who are disposed to think well of Donald Trump, and they're just going to be infuriated by the lie. Don't they get this?
Well, you've been giving me some hope here, and I agree with you at the end of the day that evil never thinks about what it's doing and feels invincible till the moment it runs out of gas. Mm. I think like Wile E. Coyote, they've already run out over the cliff. They've had to figure out that before they fall.
I think that's exactly what happens. I used to use that metaphor a lot in general about the impetus of evil, because I think that's how it works. And then suddenly they discover that they're standing on nothing. But I don't think it's going to be a sudden discovery for the people who are pushing for impeachment. They know absolutely from the beginning that there's no there. But part of what sustains them, and you can check me out on this, I think part of the problem with the discussion of impeachment is that we let them get away with talking about it as if you don't have to read the Constitution first. I think you have to read the Constitution before you start talking about impeachment. And they don't read it, obviously, because then they'd realize that the phrase high crimes and misdemeanors may not imply this or that particular crime, but it does imply that you have to show wrongdoing. And wrongdoing not in terms of their political interest, because what they're mostly accusing Trump of now is that he dared to try to enforce
investigate
the law
them
and investigate them. I think most Americans would take it for granted that you have to investigate crimes regardless of party.
All right, that was a short segment because we played that 5-minute intro. We'll be right back with Alan Keyes, who, my goodness, I'm going to be watching his show. I'm very excited about
that. We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. we have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're back. Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. And today I, Alan Keyes, have the privilege of interviewing Alex Jones. There's something I wanted to talk about, and we were going to get to the Epstein clip, but as a preface to that, I think one of the things that's becoming more and more apparent in the impeachment process and other things that are going on is what's called the role of the deep state. Deep state referring, by the way, to folks who are part of the permanent bureaucracy, but who are now involving themselves and have involved themselves, apparently, in trying to manipulate the outcomes of our elections. And one of the things that I find so shrewd about the way things are being cast by the media, they had us focusing attention on foreign manipulation. And I think that that was so that we would be looking away from what is now quite clearly evidence that we have permanent career bureaucrats who have been fulfilling the nightmare of the founders, that you'd have people in positions like that who would then usurp the choice of the people, manipulate outcomes in such a way that they would take control of the government from those who have been elected. Do you think that the fate of Epstein was part of that threat?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, going back to what you just said, I played this last week, and even I couldn't believe it. They had Brennan and McLaughlin, former CIA directors, big globalists, and they said, thank God for the deep state, and yes, we're going to remove Trump ourselves with our intelligence operatives. Yes, it is a coup. I don't know if you saw the clip. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that's totally illegal. Mm-hmm. It's a rogue group. It's what overthrows third world countries. It's what killed Caesar. That's and right. I'm sitting there looking at cancer announcing itself.
And one of the problems is, for a lot of Americans, and I've had this with audiences. You ask them, who's the king of America? Who's the queen of America? Who is the monarch of America? And eventually somebody in the audience will pipe up with the right answer, but it's surprising how often they go to the president and this and that and the other.
No, it's them.
Y'all, we are the king and queens here. The people of the United States is the sovereign body that then has the ultimate decision-making over who staffs the
That's why we can walk into Congress, the House or the Senate office buildings, and go right in their offices because they work for us.
That's right. And one of the things that then should occur to us when we're watching this is that when the deep state says, we're taking over, we're doing this, we're going to prejudice the elections that way, that's an actual attack on us, on our self-government. They not only don't have the right to do it, but if they are doing it, it represents an actual effort to overthrow the government of, by, and for the people that the Constitution painstakingly means to establish. Why don't people get this?
Well,
this
what's crazy
is a direct
for me
attack
is,
on us.
What's crazy for me is I agree with you. We're winning because just 6 months ago, they were saying there is no deep state. It's insane. You're all liars. Trump is insane. Alex Jones is insane. Tucker Carlson is insane. Matt Drudge is insane for saying that. And then now it's like, thank God for the deep state. Yes, we're going to remove him. Yes, the intelligence agencies are. I mean, they've gone from denying the intelligence agencies were involved in killing Kennedy, which we all know they were, to now just going, damn right, we're going to do it. I mean, it's almost like that Few Good Men part where they finally trick the colonel into going, you bet we killed him because we had to do it and we're going to do it. I mean,
I gotta tell you, I am hoping though that that brazenness that is now characteristic of the way they approach this question is going to come back to haunt them. Because I do not believe, okay, y'all, maybe I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but my experience in life, and I have a little bit of it, has left me with a deep sense of respect for the common sense of the American people. Not everybody, but there are enough people out there who watch these events, quietly reach the conclusions about the deceivers and the deceived, and resolve that they're not going to be deceived. But the one thing I've never understood, Alex, people look at all these television networks. A lot of people now, why did the idea that they were fake news resonate? It resonated because a lot of individuals have come to that conclusion. They watch all this junk. They're kind of fascinated by it. It's like sort of watching a strange play of lights and so forth. You don't know really what's going on, but you're fascinated by it. That fascination, however, has kept people tuning into these networks in a way that keeps them alive. I have one serious question. Why is it that everybody doesn't just starting to advise people who care about this country to turn them off? I think they're like that old thing that people used to say about your teeth, ignore them and they'll go away. I think if folks start tuning out these liars, knowing that they're liars, knowing that what they're doing is fake.
No, I agree with you.
We need to turn them off.
And that's why they up the lies, to make them so outrageous that we then still have to engage them and say, hey, you're a liar. So now they basically just geek out and do the most outrageous things. Use the old definition of geek, not a computer geek, but like a person at the, you know, at the old theaters or at the circus biting the head off a bat or whatever. That was the old geeks. They are now are just these exhibitionists that say more and more outrageous things to make us tune into them. They're the shock jocks, but they're not just doing it for shock. They're doing it for control.
Exactly. And I think that it's time that folks who really care about the country, particularly because as far as I can tell, and this gets into another area with all Facebook and Twitter and the very kind of threats that you have been under, they're mobilizing to try to keep people who are willing to keep focusing on these kinds of outlets and the things that they're involved with also under the thumb of what I call the tech tyrants, the people who have established a kind of virtual monopoly of certain kinds of social networks.
They're creating reservations of the idiots.
But look, y'all, as we get closer to the election, they are going to use this control to try to wipe out communication that goes contrary to the narrative that would help one of these commie socialists to take over the United States.
Oh, yeah, they're intensifying the censorship.
I think without any doubt. And they mean to do it in a way that's carefully timed to make sure that people are deprived of information. Now, here's the point that I think we often miss. And we need to start going back to the Constitution and asking fundamental questions. Because if you are making efforts to deprive the people of the United States of their ability to communicate with one another and their ability to gather information from various sources, who are you attacking?
The people.
You're attacking the people, but it's the sovereign body of the people in the course of deliberating about its most important official.
Your election meddling.
Which is, you're election meddling, but you're also attacking the sovereign himself or herself.
It's an attack on the people.
It's an attack on the people. You know what they used to call that? They used to call that lèse majesté, an attack on the body of the sovereign. This attack is now going on from these tech tyrants. And that attack, by the way, you should realize it, is a form of treason. It was punishable in the days of the old monarchs by death. And it seems to me, I'm not talking about, you know, punishing by death and so forth, that's nonsense. But I am talking about the fact
that
we
must
make them responsible. It's a serious crime that...
And how does Trump do that? Mike Adams says Trump must seize domains of Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube to stop censorship. Imagine if phone companies in the old days had AI, and if they heard you saying, I'm going to support Ronald Reagan for president, and they turned your phone off.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department would take over.
I always think, though, that before you take action, you need to establish the lawfulness of that action.
Oh, I agree.
In the eyes of the American people.
So let's talk about the procedure.
And that's why I say, first, get people to think about the real nature of this attack. They always want us to think about what's going on in terms of individual rights. They're attacking Alex Jones's individual rights.
Oh, they were
smart.
They chose me to be the person they banned first, so the debate was about that, not everybody else.
And they try to isolate you. What's going on is an attack on the body politic, an attack on the functionality of the people of the United States. And
hold on, we got to go to break. Listen, I've watched you a lot on TV over the years for 30 years, and you're ambassador, all that, and I always thought you're amazing. But it's almost like Obi-Wan could always been out in the desert, and now he's back. I mean, this is amazing. But you know, a lot of stuff's happening. A lot of great people like you that have been out there still vocal are really rushing forward. I'm seeing now new folks that have been around a long time, kind of get the big battles here going into 2020. I kind of get that feeling that you're charging up right now.
Well, I think this moment is decisive.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the Gut Fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. But word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Keyes, and this is, believe it or not, the Alex Jones Show. Today I have the great privilege and honor, but also, I must say, Alex, it's been a lot more fun than people might realize. As a matter of fact, it's possibly more fun than you should be allowed to have. But I envy you the permanent assignment here. But look, we were going out, I think, you were making some points that made it occur to me that I hope that people in this country are not the least bit complacent anymore. The events of the last several years, and especially the reaction to the election in 2016, but also all the aspects that have to do with the deep state, including some of these horrid events that have been taking place, that punctuate the fact that if you think it's possible to think of things too outlandish to occur, then you'd better start revising your thinking. This country, I think, and especially our form of constitutional self-government, rooted in the combination of the rule of law and the goodwill of the people acting together in concert. This regime is under serious threat, and I think that we're approaching an election that was in the shadow of 2016. I thought the bad guys thought that election was going to be their decisive triumph. The election that basically would guarantee their power so that then there'd be no more real elections again.
And it was their arrogance that allowed God to mobilize a resistance to show them, like the Titanic, that they're not invincible.
Yes, exactly. And I think that their frustration and all the venom and this kind of the rage and Trump derangement, as it's called, all of it was because this was a furious check, and they're angry about it, but they're also absolutely determined that they're going to get it done, no matter how they
and now they're running around like demon possessed chickens with their heads cut off. And I agree with you, it's eliciting people to resist more and to steel themselves against it. I just at a gut level, a spiritual level, feel like, though, like as you said, if we aren't maximum energy against this, we shouldn't take anything for granted, because they've got a lot of evil tricks up their sleeves.
And I have to say two things, and I have to say it, I'll probably say it more than once in the course of the time we have left, but I think it's decisive. First and foremost for me, and it has been for years now, is that Americans have to remember the fundamental premise of our founding. And the fundamental premise of our founding, contrary to what a lot of people like to think, was not freedom. Freedom plays a role, but freedom is not the most important thing. What was the first appeal? The first appeal was to the authority of God. And the
we're saying we follow God, not the king.
Exactly. We follow God. And when the king departs from God, when the government departs from God, in terms of what's required for human justice and decency, we can't go down that road, and we won't. So that's the
resistance
first thing
to tyrants is obedience to God.
Amen. And the second thing we have to remember is that at the end of the day, we are the leaders here. I get a little irritated when people talk about leadership of any kind, including, by the way, and I like Donald Trump, and I think he's been standing his ground in a way that people ought to be deeply grateful for. But I think we need to know that America is not what I call a Führer constitution. Führer was the German word
leader.
For leader applied to Hitler.
Oh, and I'll say it. When so Trump loves to flaunt it and rub it in the left's face because they hate him so much, I get he's trolling them. But when he talks about how great a job he's doing, well, if he would just call on God openly, which he's starting to do, and thank the listeners and people that support him that are being persecuted, that would be the final step towards Trump really getting polished. And I'm not trying to critique the president, but I just think he needs to invoke God, as he did at the RNC, as he did in his inaugural speech. I think that's the real power.
Oh, and as he did, by the way, when he went to the United Nations.
That was incredible. There.
A lot of people
that was
missed
his most powerful
the
speech.
Power of that speech. That was a great speech. And it was a speech that I think when people take off their prejudicial blinders.
So more of that. He was very humble there, too.
He actually gave a speech that stood in the line of American statesmanship all the way back to the beginning.
Well, Lord Monckton was on. He said it was one of the greatest speeches ever.
I thought it was a great speech. But I think that to complement that offer of representative leadership,
Americans well, God wants the
remember.
Contract. You're right. We need to say we want the contract.
But Americans also have to remember the meaning of the word representative. How can you represent what hasn't been presented in the first place? And that means that from the point of view of our chosen and elected leaders, we are their leaders. We are the ones who must set the tone for their hearts and for their objectives and for their understanding. And if we're not having the courage to take that leadership role, to make the demand that what is right for our common good be respected, what our Constitution requires be respected, and what is needed for us to retain responsibility over our individual family and community lives is respected, then it's not going to happen. And that means that I think the challenge of elections is always about whether Americans themselves, as voters, as citizens, are willing to take the lead. You know, it used to be the case in America that when elections occurred, it was a usage in the 19th century. You didn't say who's running for office. You would ask other people, who are you running for office? Meaning to say that was that image of the people.
Who are you running?
The leader.
Yeah.
And I think we need to keep that in mind and take it to heart, because otherwise, when you get an opportunity, Trump represents an opportunity, but that opportunity will fade if the people of this country to make sure that it comes to fruition.
Exactly. So we, it's like Trump said, the tree's planted, but now it's got to have time to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And reading history books and things, you're absolutely right. People would go and recruit good men that were respected and they knew were steadfast in life, in business, in the military, in the clergy, and they would be drafted to run.
Yeah.
People come and say, you are running for office. We are recruiting you. You're going to do it. And then they knew they had to. It wasn't like George Washington. They wanted him to be a king. He said, no way.
He also was reluctant. I mean, he stepped away from what could have been. He would have instantly been selected to be king of America or whatever. There are people who wanted that to happen. And he eschewed that. And not only that, he had the kind of esteem amongst the soldiers who had fought in the Revolutionary War, that he would certainly have had their support. But instead of appealing for it, when they were rising up to talk about their mistreatment, he could have seconded the motion, started like some of these communist dictators to get the military on your side so you can bash everybody's head in. Quite the contrary. I'll never forget the first time I read the account of a meeting he had with those who were all riled up because they thought they were being mistreated. And he walked into the room, and he fumbled around for a minute when he got up to the podium, and because he was looking for his glasses, and he looked out to the audience and he said, "Excuse me, gentlemen, for I have grown blind as well as gray in the service of my country." And then, having established that premise of service, he went on to calm them down, and he put himself in a position of retiring from public life and having to be sought out. Because
they had such incredible ways with words back then. Yeah. I mean, it's like, he's not saying, I'm old and gray, I'm in charge, I did it all. He says, you know, I'm actually getting old and weak here in my service, and made them all feel pathetic.
Yes, and made them all, I think, it gave them all a reminder of the price that had been paid by them and by others for the liberty of the country. And I think sometimes that sense, that combination of self-confidence, yes, a willingness to understand what your life represented, but also humility and the willingness to shift the burden of that respect onto the people you're talking to. If this country is to see its liberty respected, is to see its government perpetuated, the people themselves will have to be the source of the right understanding and heart that literally comes together to lift that
up. And that's why the globalists, and I don't want to show this, but we have to. We're going to do the Epstein clip when we come back, but let's play the man in a goblin outfit simulating the murder of a baby. We have to. I hate to watch it. The pleasure when he simulates killing the baby, to understand this evil spirit. Why do they do this? To show it to us, to train us to accept it. I'm showing it to you so you don't accept it and you understand this is not an aberration with these people. This is the heart of their spirit. This is who they are. The first lie is that's a woman. The second lie is that's some wonderful art display with a bunch of sickos in some New York devil bar. They are doing lesser magic. They are exercising what they do in secret in front of you to flaunt it. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot Points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation, so please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3, InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. VasoBeats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For you, in addition to what you just saw, there's this remarkable clip of a demon. And these people are actually, I think, using this to inure people, to get them used to these sites, and to almost try to assemble folks who will think that all of this is in good fun.
And I asked you that during the break. Is it evil for me to even show this?
Well, I think it's not evil to show it to an audience, the point of which is to try to forewarn them
against what is happening to our kids and against what is being done. I mean, these are people who at one and the same time will be doing these horrible things and then going off to host the drag queen story hour for our children. And in much the same way, trying to inure them to what? To the spectacle that ultimately represents atrocity, even as I believe the whole abortion thing and everything else has been used to get us used to the idea that somehow or another, that special sacrosanct quality of life, which is not worthless. To be infringed, it doesn't exist
and
anymore.
And now kill the old people, and now the passing laws in New York, other areas, to keep babies alive and then harvest their organs.
Exactly. That human life is not to be respected. I mean, that idea, which comes from the scripture, which was so profoundly important to the founding of America, that we are made in the image and likeness of God. What does that mean? It means that when you strike a blow against another human being to kill them, you are striking a blow against God. Though we are simply finite beings, we yet have a connection
to the divine
with
spark.
The infinite divine being that is responsible for the creation.
And if people don't care about human life, nope, then we're all going to just kill each other.
And I think that's what they want to get us used to. But it's not because we're all going to kill each other. It's because they're going to recruit folks who are susceptible to that. Did you ever ask yourself, just by the way, how is it that the Nazis could have found all those concentration camp guards? Where did they come from? What kind of people would preside over a place of militant death and death dealing in the most heartless and cold-blooded way? Well, I think we as a people are being subjected to a campaign to make sure we have identified and pulled out from amongst the populace, the people who have that potential, because they mean to turn them against the rest of us and to put us in, and it adds, we can talk about this some other day.
In fact, guys, start rolling in the background with some audio so people can see it, because when people need to understand that this is who's coming to your children.
Right.
A little bit of audio in the background. Go ahead.
And I think this kind of thing in recruiting people for that lack of sensibility to the significance of death is actually preparing us for the time when such people will be unleashed against us to commit the kind of purges that were committed in other countries.
And again, a Hollywood actor could not do as well as this man dressed as a woman killing a baby does. I mean, the satanic evil, and these men all have that same look, black or white, it doesn't matter. They have that same demonic, Joker-esque look. They dress like demons and go to these story times. The women, the kids are crying and begging, and they put the kid on their lap, and then the kids basically simulate sex with the men. I can show you all the video. It's unbelievable. Well, this is being done in Austin. It's being done. I can't believe it. And then the men go to the city councils and say, we're going to groom your kids. Give them to us.
Well, I think it's necessary for people to have it in their minds that this is in the background. If it is revolting to adult sensibilities where you have a conscience about the spilling of blood and about the respect that we should have for our offspring, what do you think it does to children to start to be introduced to this kind of
a
mentality? And then we wonder why it is that violence grows in the society. And violence, by the way, which not only takes the form of violence against others, but rising sense of hopelessness, a rising sense
that your
own life is worthless.
And then we're told that this is a woman. A man killing a baby is a woman, and even the Daily Caller and everyone calls it a trans woman did this. No, it's a demonic, crazy, mentally ill man who on his own website says he's a devil worshiper that loves Satan.
But the question then becomes, why are we as a people going down a path that essentially institutionalizes the mentality represented in all of that?
Because the devil's real.
Because the mentality of baby killing had to be promoted, and it has been made into something. First of all, they call it falsely lawful when it is against the law. The Constitution makes it clear that you can't deprive a person of life, liberty, or
and they said it was a fetus depressing. Forever. Now they go, yeah, it is a baby. Have you seen all the national news and comedy shows where they go, we like to kill babies and bully them in the womb. We're liberals. Now get in there and kill that baby. Have you seen those videos?
Do you really believe, though, that lack of sensitivity to conscience and to the conscience of a great many Americans is actually winning them support? I think they've...
No, I agree. I'll be honest. I'm not a person that wants to go out and hurt people. But when I see people on TV going, I love killing little kids, and it's so much fun to bully them when I chop them up. This is Comedy Central. I want to get in a car, drive to New York, and hurt some people. I'm not going to do it. But well, I'm saying I think they're trying to invoke us to do violence because they know they're losing the culture war.
Well, I think they're losing the culture war, though, because Americans are not by nature people who embrace violence against the innocent.
No, I know. So what does it do to you when you see that?
Well, what it does to me...
I mean, admit it, Alan Keyes.
I think it revolts people, and it makes them angry. But I also think it reminds people of the difference between what we are in terms of our profession of respect for God and for life and our own respect for ourselves. After all, the passage that I can use everywhere in America with every audience is... we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This sense that somehow there's a special quality in the relationship between human life and God and respect for life and our own decency, they have not slain this in the American people. They will not slay it, for all they have tried to unleash these epidemics of atrocity through abortion and other things. Well, I'll point out one thing. Why is it that this decision in Roe v. Wade is one of the only times, apart from Dred Scott and other things associated with slavery, when the Supreme Court makes a decision and it doesn't stick? And now, by the way, because of the facts of our...
Because it's evil. America is going to reject abortion.
America is going to reject it, and even... more so because our science has already rejected it. And what was predicted, by the way, in the language of Roe, if the suggestion of personhood be established, that's what the decision said, the complainant, that's Roe, the complainant's case collapses. Roe has collapsed under the weight of...
And that's why now they have to change the argument and say, okay, we'll kill babies after they're born. We'll kill old people. But now we have to give godlike power to the state.
But once they do that, they have lost the argument.
They have.
They have lost.
So they're losing. They're losing.
They're losing. But why is it that we don't know that? Because we haven't called them on it yet. I think around the country, even among pro-life people, there are folks who haven't yet realized that Roe is dead. And we don't have to go back to the Supreme Court and ask whether it's dead because the decision itself contained
the sunset
language.
And all the polls show young people are against abortion now.
But what do you do about it?
You got to come back. You got to come back and talk about this.
What do you do about it?
Come back anytime you want, but I want to play the Epstein clip. Then we'll talk about
it.
Here's the Epstein clip with the Navy, well, not the Navy SEAL, with the Delta Force dog guy talking about Epstein quickly and then actually what the medical examiner, famous medical examiner, said about it. Here it is.
And finished dog from a professional, or just don't get one at all. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
I was asked by the brother, the next of kin, to be at the autopsy. Mm-hmm. And at the autopsy on day one, there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation, which included...
And it was suggested at the time that he committed suicide by doing what?
By hanging. At the time he was found allegedly hanging by a homemade ligature of sheets.
Are you saying you don't think it was suicide?
I think that the evidence points toward homicide rather than suicide. Right,
that's a famous medical examiner who examined the body at the autopsy. So just, again, the wheels are coming off.
Well, I think the wheels are coming off in so many different respects, and it's interesting to me that it all has to do with the unleashing of this kind of epidemic of death and killing as a replacement for what has been our politics of responsible choice.
I agree. Come back very soon, Alan Keyes. One of the best interviews ever. Briefly, how do we fix abortion? I mean, how do we stop it?
Well, we have to go to our executives and say that the Constitution is back in play. Roe has collapsed, and that means that the constitutional provisions which require that you extend equal protection of the law to all persons... And if they now admit, which they have to because of our science, that from the moment of conception, the babe in the womb is a person, according to our Constitution, you cannot withdraw
the protection. That's right. Powerful. Thank you. Really appreciate you, folks. I didn't plug the last 2 hours. We find ourselves at InfoWarsStore.com. Big sales are about to have to end. Thank you all for your support. IMTV.us. That's Alan Keyes, an excellent TV site. Be sure and check that out, IMTV.us. And LoyalToLiberty.com. Very impressed with your work over the years and even more impressed having you in person. Thank you so much. Now, the War Room, Owen Schroyer, is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and so much more. Will Johnson's coming up tonight with Firepower as well with Tom Papert.